Father, I thank you right now.
天父，我感谢你这时候。
That the Spirit of God,
圣上帝的灵,
who is the Spirit of truth,
就是真理的灵,
will set us free.
会释放我们。
The God of this world has blinded many eyes.
这世界神使很多人的眼睛蒙瞎了。
And forced us to go into the system of this world.
强逼我们进入世界的制度。
So many saints of God are captive.
很多神的圣徒都被捆绑了。
They are prisoners in the world system.
就好像世界制度的。
Pray right now.
我祷告这个时候,
in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的圣名,
that everyone that is trapped.
每个人人在这里,
everyone that's a prisoner.
每个人在这囚犯,
everyone that's a captive.
每个人就被掳了的,
will come out free.
就要出来,
let the Spirit of God be upon the spirit of man.
神的圣灵要降临在人的灵身上,
I pray specifically for all nation members.
我祷告尤其是万国圣殿的会友,
that every member in the all nation sanctuary family.
每个万国圣殿的会友, 还有他们的家庭,
will be touched.
他们就要得到触摸,
will be set free.
就要得到自由,
Lord, there will be no more struggles in our life.
这样我们生命将不会再有挣扎,
no more struggles in our heart.
不要生命再不会再有挣扎,
because you have set aside.
因为呢,
your sons and daughters,
你的儿女们,
for a different task,
为了不同的使命,
so that we may seek you,
所以我们可以寻求你,
and find you,
找到你,
and then you will cause all righteousness to abound in us,
你会使一切的公义在我们里面成就,
and all that the heathen are looking for,
一切世界人所寻求的,
will come into our hands,
会进入我们的手中,
because that's what you gave them to do,
因为这就是你给他们的,
but you don't want your people to run like the world,
但是你不要你的子民还是世界的人这样奔跑, 这是寻求,
because you have set us free from the cares of this earth. Father, we thank you today that this will be the last day of struggle, that we can be set free in our mind. We break the power of lies. Lies have been sown into our heart by the people in the world system, and the words of men, the thoughts of men, the reasonings of men. Thank you for revelation knowledge. That we can see there's another way. A new and living way. That Jesus is opening for us. I pray you speak from heaven.
This,
oh, let every blind eyes be opened and every deaf ears to be hearing. So that we set free ourselves from the spirit of mammon. We will serve you and worship you alone. Nothing is going to change that. No job, not an extra $1,000 or extra $5,000 is going to make the difference. We have you. What do we have that was not given? Is your good hand that is provided? And you will continue to provide. You will continue to provide. Because we love you.
We
are called according to your purpose. And things that we cannot see,
我们所看不见的东西,
you can see.
你可以看得见,
things we don't understand,
有些东西我们不明白,
you understand.
你明白,
things that we cannot break through,
有些东西我们不能够突破,
you rise within us like the breaking forth of many waters.
你在我里面兴起来好像水这样涌流出来,
and we will become free.
我们就要得自由,
lift your hands and say,
举起你的手, 这时候,
say, I'm not worried about status.
我不担心我的地位。
Say, I'm not worried about status.
说我不担忧我的地位。
I'm not worried about needs.
我不担忧我的需要。
I'm not worried about time.
我不担忧我的时间。
I'm not worried about lack.
我不担忧缺乏。
I'm not worried about supply.
我不担忧我的供应。
Can you say amen to that?
你可以说amen吗?
I'm not worried about my life.
我不担忧我的生命。
I'm not worried about tomorrow.
我不担忧明天。
Because my life is in Him.
因为我生命在你手中。
In Him I live. In Him I move, and in Him I have my being. I'm in Christ, and God has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're going to set me free. You're going to show me how I can become free. And when I become free, I promise I'll help the person next to me so that they also can be free. What are you going to help me with? I'm going to help others. I'm going to turn them to become our disciple.
Reach
them so that God can touch them.
触摸他们。
Thank you, Lord, for our family and our friends.
感谢主，为我们家庭、我们的朋友。
We have not given our best because we are trapped.
现在我们不能够给最好的，因为我们现在这个网络里面。
But we are going to become free today.
但是今天我们要得自由、得释放。
We are no longer captive.
我们再不是被掳的人。
No longer prisoner.
不再是被囚的人。
No longer bound and oppressed.
不再是被捆绑的人。
By the spirit of disobedience.
借着那不顺服的灵。
We are free this morning.
今天早上得自由。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章
Verse 32 and 33.
32跟33节
Do not worry then what we shall eat, what we shall drink, and what we shall wear for clothing.
我们不要担心我们应该穿什么吃什么
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things.
这些东西都是外邦人所求的
And your heavenly Father knows
你的天父是知道的
that you need
你们需要这一切
all these things.
这一切
God saying that if we are pursuing our own vocation and our business,
神说如果我们自己追求我们的工作还有我们的职业
it's not wrong.
是不有错的。
How we do it is wrong.
我们怎样做的方法才是错的。
We all need to be faithful in our family.
我们需要对我们的家庭忠心。
Provide for our house.
供应我们家里的需要。
Provide for the needs.
供应一切的需要。
That's what every Gentile do.
这是每个外邦人所求的。
They seek these things.
他们寻求这些东西。
But you don't seek things.
但是我们不是寻求东西。
I say you don't seek things.
我说你不是寻求东西。
You seek God.
你要寻求神。
I say you seek Him as the provider.
你寻求他是你的供应者。
Putting our trust in Him.
把你的信靠放在他身上。
We don't become so bound by the way of the world system.
我们不要被捆绑还是世界制度所捆绑
by the deceitfulness of riches,
借着这个财富的谎言
the worries of the world,
或者是世界的担忧
and the desire for other things,
或者是要心里面要渴慕别的东西
we got to turn our heart,
我们要扭转我们的心意
to seek first his kingdom,
来先寻求他的国
and his righteousness,
还有他的公义
and all these things,
这一切的东西
say all these things,
跟我一起说这一切的东西
all these things that the Gentiles see,
这一切的外邦人所寻求的东西
all the things that the non-Christians are looking for,
那些非基督徒所寻求的
even though you didn't seek for them,
虽然你没有寻求他
but you seek first the kingdom,
但是你先寻求他的国
then God will add that to you,
神要加添这一切给你
so our task is not to seek first the world,
所以我们的使命不是先寻求世界
everything about our life is about work,
我们一切的生命都是讲到工作工作
Everything about our life is to get some extra resources.
我们一切的所追求的是要得到更额外的资源
our mind is only set in this area.
我们的思维就是要专注于这一点
But God wants to show you this morning.
但是今天早上神要启示给你看到
That this is not your assignment.
这不是你的使命
Your assignment is not money.
你的使命不是金钱
I said your assignment on earth is not getting more and more money.
我说你在地上的使命不是赚到更多更多的钱
It's to have more and more God in your life.
更多的神在你的生命
Because if you don't have more and more of God in your life,
因为如果你没有更多的神在你的生命
you are the ones going to lose out.
你将会失去很多
Because the systems of the world will take from us.
因为世界制度的会吸干你的血
But I show you in Ecclesiastes,
但是给你看到了在传道书
after the book of Psalms and Proverbs,
就是呢这个箴言箴言之后
chapter 2 verse 26,
第二章第二十六节
I want you to listen very carefully because this will save your life.
我要你很小心的听，因为将会这个将会呢拯救我们的生命。
You won't have a heart attack.
你将不会有重心脏病。
You won't have a stroke.
你不会有人中风。
You won't have blood pressure.
你不会高血压。
You won't be bound.
你不会的被捆绑。
You'll be free.
你要得释放。
And God will bless you.
神要释放你。
Because He knows what He has planned your life for.
因为神知道他对你生命的计划，他要祝福你。
So don't mess up your life.
所以不要困扰你的生命。
Because God has good plans.
因为神有好的计划。
I said don't mess up your life.
我说不要困扰了你的生命。
Because God has good plans.
因为神对你有美好的计划。
Don't let anything in this world mess up what God has planned.
不要让世界的东西呢混乱了神的计划。
You don't know what is going to happen.
你不懂要会发生什么事情。
I say you don't know what's going to happen.
我说你不懂会发生什么事情。
Anything can happen.
任何事情可以发生。
All things are possible.
一切事情都是可能的。
Just in a single move of His sovereign hand, things can change.
所以呢，按手一动工的事情可以改变。
Tomorrow our currency can go all the way up.
明天呢，我们的钱币会上升。
And become stronger.
更加的强硬。
So that become easier for our children because the Malaysian currency can become one of great power.
因为我们的孩子会变得更加好，马来西亚前兵呢可以变得更强。
It can happen tomorrow.
明天可以发生。
The whole political situation can change. Just like that.
整个政治情况可以改变，就是这样罢了。
You do not know.
你不懂会发生这样的事情。
But God has already put the axe on the roots, so the thing is just only a matter of time.
所以已经把斧头放在那个树根上下面了，事情将要发生了。
And I want you to read with me.
我跟你们一起读。
Chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes, verse 26.
第二章二十六节。
For to a person who is good in his sight, that means the one who really pleases God.
就是说，神喜悦谁
？The one who pleases God.
那些神喜悦的人。
The Bible said, the one who is good in his sight.
神所喜悦的人。
He has given him wisdom, knowledge, and joy.
就给谁智慧、知识和喜乐。
I said, if you are good in his sight.
我说，如果你在神面前蒙神喜悦
，What is your reward?
你的奖赏是什么？
I said, what is your reward?
你的奖赏是什么？
Your reward is wisdom.
奖赏就是智慧。
Revelation knowledge.
还有启示的知识。
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
圣灵里面的喜乐。
All that represents the kingdom.
那些代表神的国度的。
Righteousness, peace and joy.
公义、和平、喜乐。
Wisdom.
还有智慧。
Knowledge.
知识。
The thing that he knows, he allows you to know.
神所知道，他现在允许你知道。
You miss a good place, say amen.
你们应该说 amen.
The thing that God knows, he can give it to you.
神所知道，现在他可以赐给你。
So that you do not have to be cheated by anybody.
所以不需要被别人所蒙骗。
But the amazing thing is the task that God has given.
但是很奇妙，是神所给我们的使命。
So he has given you wisdom.
他已经给了你智慧。
Knowledge.
还有知识。
And joy.
还有喜乐。
While to the sinner.
但是给罪人呢？
He has given him a task of gathering and collecting so that he may give to the one who is good in his sight.
神使他劳苦，叫他将所收集的、所推积的归给神所喜悦的人。
This is what's going to happen.
这就是将要发生的。
If you realize if you're good in his sight, there's a task you got to do. If you are not, if you're a sinner, there's a task to do.
你知道吗？如果在神面前是蒙喜悦的人，有个使命；那些罪人呢，在神面前也有他的使命。
The Bible said they will gather.
就是他们叫聚集。
They will collect.
那收藏
They'll build houses,
他们要建造屋子
but you will buy.
但是你要去买
They start businesses,
他们开始一门生意
that you will enjoy.
你将要享受
They build the infrastructure,
他们建造这些基建
for the benefit of what God is doing.
为了给谁的子民得好处
How many of you understand what I'm talking about?
多少人明白我刚才所讲的
That is the task of the sinner.
这就是罪人的使命
But you are not a sinner.
但是你不是罪人
I said you are a child of the living God.
我说你是永生神的儿子
That's why God wants to treat you differently.
所以神对待你的方式是不一样
But if you don't learn this way, you will always be treated as equal to the earth.
但是你不会学习到这一点的，你的神所对待你的方式就好像跟世界一样
That's why Christians don't rise, because they are so locked into the way of the world.
为什么基督徒不能够兴起来？因为他们就是这样的，现在的这个世界的网络里面。
We are the most powerful organization on planet Earth.
我们在地球上的最大有能力的组织。
It's called the Church of the Living God.
就是叫做永生神的儿子。
The place that where God lives and dwells.
借着他呢，神住在我们里面。
So you should be on a higher place and a higher level.
应该呢，在更高的阶层阶段里面。
If you're good in His sight, He give you wisdom.
如果你的神蒙神喜悦，他就赐
你
智慧，给知识，给喜乐。
But if you're a sinner,
但是如果你是罪人
，Your task is to gather and collect.
你的使命呢，就是要收集收藏。
And all that you gift and collect will be passed on down to those who are good in His sight.
你所堆积的要归给神所喜悦的人。
I'll take you to another verse.
我们再看另外一个章节。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
In verse 20 and 20, verse 19 and 20.
第十九跟二十节。
Let's read verse 18 first.
我们读十八节开始。
Here's what I have seen to be good and fitting.To eat and drink and enjoy oneself in all one's labor in which he toils.
十八节，我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。
During the few years of his life which God has given to him, this is his reward.
这就是他的奖赏。
That means you have things to eat.
所以你有东西可以吃。
Drink,
喝。
Enjoy your life.
享受你的生命。
And be blessed with all God's goodness.
被神的一切的美善所祝福
this is the reward.
这就是我们的奖赏
In verse 19 for furthermore as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth He has also empowered him to eat from them
十九节神赐人资财丰富使他能以吃用能起自己的份
The Bible is very clear that God doesn't want us to be miserable
圣经告诉我很清楚告诉我们神不要我们呢不快乐
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
He doesn't want us to be miserable.
他不要我们不愉快。
He wants us to enjoy life.
他要我们享受生命。
Because he came to give us life.
因为他来是赐给我们生命。
And life abundantly.
并且更加丰盛的生命。
But to the sinner he has given the task.
但是给罪人呢，他有给他们一个使命。
To gather and collect.
就是要收集、收藏。
So that when you are ready.
但是你准备好了之后呢？
So when you are ready.
当你们准备好了之后呢？
God can bless you.
神就可以祝福你们。
God is going to make sure that they keep for you.
只要确保他为我们收藏。
Lift your hands and tell me this morning.
举起了手跟神说，
What is reserved for me
为我所预备的，
will be given to me
将要赐给我，
I will not lose out
我不会失去。
This is our fear, you know
这就是我们的惧怕，你知道吗？
We think if we don't work hard enough, we will lose
我们以为我们不努力工作，我们就会失去很多。
It's not just working hard
不只是讲讲单单努力工作而已，
working smart
乃是呢很聪明的工作。
Turn to the other book, in the book of Isaiah chapter 23,
以赛亚书23章
verse 17 and 18。
二十三章是十七节、十八节。
23,
二十三章
was 17 and 18.
十七、十八节。
It came about at the end of 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre. Then she will go back to the harlot's wages and will play the harlot with all the kingdoms of the face of the earth.
以赛亚书二十三章十七节：七十年后，耶和华必眷顾推罗，他就仍得利息，以地上的万国交易。
This is talking about the merchandising in the world.
讲到的这世界的交易制度。
All the marketplaces.
一切的市场。
Bible says in verse 18, her gain and her harlot's wages will be set apart to the Lord.
第十八节，然后她的货财和利息要归耶和华为圣。
It will not be stored up.
必不积串存留。
Or hoarded.
或者是存留。
Her gain will become sufficient food and choice attire for those who dwell in the presence of the Lord.
因为他的货财必为住在耶和华面前的人所得，使他们吃饱。
God is going to transfer wealth.
神要呢转移他的财富。
That's why he allowed them to do what they are doing.
所以他允许了外邦人做他们所要做的。
So at the time when you're good in his sight.
在那最痛日子的你得蒙神喜悦的日子。
When you're good in his sight.
在你得蒙神喜悦的日子。
When you're listening to what God is saying.
当你聆听神所说的。
You please God with all your heart.
你的蒙神喜悦的时候到了。
Then God will choose to give it to you.
神要选择把这些东西转移给你。
Go back one more time to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
咱们再倒回去呢，这个刚才传道书第三章。
And in verse 10.
第三章的第十节。
I have seen the task which God has given to the sons of men with which to occupy themselves.
就是呢，神呢给他的仓房充满友谊。
The Bible says, I have seen the task which God has given to the sons of men with which to occupy themselves.
神所赐给那些外邦人的使命呢，就是说他们的仓房有充满友谊。
Are you reading the verse or translating yourself?
Sorry, I read, Proverbs.
All right, read the verse. Verse 10. Because this is the task that God has given to the sons of men.
第三章啊，箴言第三章第十节，我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受经验。
You are different.
你跟他们没有不一样。
You are not the world.
你跟他们不一样，因为你不是世界。
Children of the living God.
你是永生神的儿子。
You need to know that.
你必须知道。
Or else you put yourself in the same battle zone.
不然的话，你跟他们是在同样的一个战场。
You walk into your office.
你走进你的办公室。
You act like every one of them.
你跟他们行为都没有不同。
But you, even though you are in the same factory,
但是虽然你们同样在工厂，
same company,
同样一间公司，
what God has planned for you is different from what He has planned for them.
神为你的计划跟他们的计划是不一样的。
That's the thing that separates us from the world.
这就是我们跟世界的不同。
To them, the sinners He gave them power to gather and collect.
对于罪人来说，神给他们能力的是收集收藏。
But to you and I,
对你跟我，
the power to receive from above,
就是从有上从上头领受这个能力。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
I said, are you listening?
我说你听到
吗？ So the power to receive from his hand.
我们有这个能力从他上头领受。
Because we are in covenant with him.
因为我们跟他一起的盟约。
Everything that he has.
他所拥有的一切。
He releases it to us.
他要释放给我们。
So that this all spiritual blessing has been blessed already.
所以一切天上属灵的祝福他要赐给我们。
God has sent the things out from heaven.
神已经从天上送出来这些东西。
There are things in the heavenly places that belong to you.
在天上一些属灵的东西属于我们的。
Resources that belong to you.
那些资源是属于我们的。
But the devil say you are the same.
但是魔鬼说你是圣徒。
We're not the same.
魔鬼说你们是一样的
we are in this world,
我们是不一样的
we are not the same.
虽然我们在这个世界我们是不一样的
Our Father is different.
我们的天父是不同的
Remember I told you last week that I'm going to send you a prayer
记得上个礼拜我给你们一个 祷告。
I found the prayer.
我找到这个祷告了。
Do you want to know where it is?
要知道它在哪里吗？
I found the prayer.
我找到这个祷告了。
I told you to, that I'll send you a prayer that you got to pray with so the financial breakthrough will take place.
我要给你们这个祷告了，你们就要不断祷告，让你们有个财务的突破。
I have not forgotten.
我没有忘记我所讲的。
I found that prayer.
我找到这个祷告了。
It's an amazing prayer.
是个奇妙的祷告。
Because it starts in the book of Matthew 6.
因为从马太福音第六章开始。
And verse 7.
第七节。
And verse 8.
第八节。
And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words.
第六节，你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多话重复说，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
So when they do spiritual things, they have bad motives.
所以他们做属灵的东西的时候，他们有不好的目的。
God asks you to worship, but you're interested in what people say.
他们敬拜的时候，他们只是想着别人在讲什么。
So do not be like them.
所以不可效法他们。
What did the Bible say?
这里讲什么呢?
Do not be like them.
不要效法他们。
Why?
要像他们。为什么?
For your heavenly Father knows what you need.
因为你的天父知道你所需要的。
Before you ask him.
当你还没有开口求他的时候。
So what is he talking about?
所以他讲什么呢?
The God knows what we need.
神知道我们的需要吗?
I say God knows what we need.
神知道我们的需要。
Pray then.
这样的祷告。
In this way.
这样的方式。
So this is the prayer.
所以这就是这样的祷告。
It took me 1 week to find out.
我花了一个礼拜才找到。
Suddenly I was reading the verse and I began to see this thing.
所以我看读的时候。
Saying your father knows what you need.
因为你的天父知道你的需要。
Before you ask him.
当你还没有开口要求他的时候。
So your life is different.
所以你的生命是不一样的。
That's why the Bible says pray in this way.
所以这些祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
要这样的祷告，我们在天上的父。愿人称颂人民。
Connect yourself in the kingdom way.
所以你要这样跟他的国度联系。
I said, connect yourself in the kingdom way.
我说你要这样的跟他的国度来联系。
And at the end of that verse, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things that will be added to you.
在最后呢，讲到了你们先求他的国和他的义，这一切东西就要加添给你们了。
I want to share with you 7 things that you need to do with your money.
我要跟你们分享7件事情你们应该做的，关于你们金钱。
And please, act immediately.
然后你们马上的采取行动。
Don't wait.
不要等待。
For next year.
等到明年。
Don't wait for end of the year.
不要等到年尾。
Start this month.
这个月要马上开始。
Start this week.
这个礼拜要开始。
Because there is a 7-year cycle of plenty.
因为有7年的丰收年。
And God wants you to have access to that.
神要你进入这一切。
Access to resources.
进支取这些资源。
If you live in our country, you think only the wicked people have money.
如果你住在乡下，你们以为呢，就邪恶人才有钱。
Because they acquire money.
因为他们去赚钱。
Accumulate money.
他们去收集钱。
Snatch money.
他们抢人家的钱。
Take money.
夺取人家的钱。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
Take our money.
夺取我们的钱。
Take what we sow.
夺取我们所撒种的。
You got to act immediately.
你要马上的行动。
God is merciful to us.
神对我们是怜悯的。
Because he knows that you and I are different.
因为他知道你跟我是不一样的。
You're different from this world.
我们跟这世界不一样的。
He is a heavenly father.
他是我们天上的父。
He wants to prove to you that in the midst of this financial chaos and crisis that's happening in Malaysia.
他证明给你们看了在马来西亚所发生一些财务的金融危机的时候。
And in the nations of the world.
在世界各地的危机。
That there is always a place called Goshen in the midst of all the plagues that happen.
在一切灾难所发生的地方，有个地方叫高山，就是神的子民所住的地方。
You are living in Egypt, but you are not bound by what happens in Egypt.
你住在埃及，但是你不被埃及所发生的一切呢所捆绑。
God is going to move you in a spiritual position and put you in a place where you will not be touched.
所以要带领你到一个属灵的地位呢，你就是不能够被触摸的。
Bible says, "Prove me now."
圣经说，你现在试试我。
Test me now if I don't open the windows of heaven.
试试我，如果没有打开天上的窗。
And God says, "I'll rebuke the devourer."
神说，我要撤。这些蝗虫。
Who is that devourer?
蝗虫是谁？吞吃者是谁？
It's the same spirit of mammon that we are talking about.
就是我们所讲的这个马门的灵。
The one that will destroy the earth, the systems around about your life, so that you will collapse.
那个可以毁灭了我们周遭一切的制度，直到我们可以倒塌。
So it's an important time in Malaysia.
所以在马来西亚是很重要的时刻。
Important time in your life.
在你的生命是重要的时刻。
Become free from that system.
要从这个制度中得自由。
So that while the plagues happen in Egypt, you are protected and living in the land of Goshen.
所以虽然灾难发生在埃及，但是你在高山地的时候，你受神的保护。
You are different.
你是不一样的。
You cannot live like the world.
你不能够像世界这样的活着。
You'll destroy yourself.
你会毁掉你自己。
You cannot compete with your friends.
你不能够跟你的朋友竞争。
But you got to allow Jesus to lead you.
但是你必须允许耶稣来带领你。
And if Jesus is your leader,
如果耶稣是你的领袖
，the Holy Spirit is your leader,
圣灵是你的领导者
，then you cannot fail,
你就不会失败。
Now to him who is able to do,
那个可以做的
，to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all we can ask or think,
那个能够做超过一切我们所思所想的
，according to the power that works within us,
借着运行在我们心里的大能大力
，allow God this morning,
允许神今天早上
，initially will be hard.
刚开始可能很困难
，because anything of God that you start to do, the devil will pull you back.
因为神要开始做了，魔鬼可能要来干扰你。
But if you start,
但是如果你开始
，it's going to get stronger and stronger.
你要更变得更加
better and better.
更加的强，更加的好。
As I said to you, nothing will hold you back.
我说没有东西能够拦住你。
So let me tell you seven things that you need to act immediately.
所以告诉你七件事情，你必须马上开始行动了。
Number one,
第一点
，I put all the titles with the word S there so that you can remember.
我从全部从 S 头开始的。
It's not only for you to remember, for me to remember too.
也不是给你们记得，我让我本身也记得。
Number one, serve and honor God with your tithe.
第一点呢，就是呢，要侍奉还有尊荣神，借助我们的十分之一。
I say serve and honor God.
我说侍奉还有尊荣神。
With your tithe.
借助我们的十分之一奉献。
Because giving away money speaks a lot.
因为呢，天天讲到很多东西。
Even though we say, Jesus, I give you all my all, 10% we struggle.
虽然说我们说耶稣把一切献给你，那18%我们还挣扎。
Did we sing some words this morning that say, I give you my all?
我们有没有听这首歌呢？耶稣，我把一切献给你。
We say we'll give him our whole life.
我说我们把生命全部献给耶稣。
Take our family too.
啊，你要献上我们的家庭。
Take our children also.
还有我们的孩子也是要献上。
That's what we say with our mouth.
我们的口是不是这样讲了？
But I hope as wide as your mouth is open, your pocket is also open.
你的口张开，你的口袋也要张开。
Heavens are going to be open over our lives.
天堂要为我们打开。
Let's look in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
马拉基书第三章第十节。
As quickly as we can.
很快速的。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there is may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows,For you, the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing until it overflows.
万军之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我。”
Then I'll rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor the vine in the field cast its grapes.
我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不让它毁坏你们的土场，你们的田间的葡萄树在未熟之间也不掉果子。
And all the nations will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
万国必称为你们有福，因为你们的地呢必称为喜乐之地。
You got to believe this word.
你要相信这个话语。
That if you serve him and give him honor by giving 10% of your income to him,
如果你把那十分一的奉献给神界的尊荣，
God said, I will open the windows of heaven.
神说我打开天上的窗户，
and pour out a blessing,
倾倒这些祝福
for you.
为了你
，until it overflows，
直到它满溢出来
，so blessed，
这样得祝福
，we cannot contain it，
我们不能够装下它
，it starts to overflow，
开始的满溢出来
，and it's so impressed the nation round about，
直到万世界的各国呢都留下很深刻的印象
，I'm telling you important things are going to happen，
我说重要的事情将要发生。
But you got to honor God.
但是你必须尊荣神。
You got to bring the whole tithe.
你要把你全部的十分一。
Not just part of the tithe.
不是的十分一的一部分。
You got to bring it into the storehouse.
你要把它放进神的家中。
And you got to see that there's food in the house.
你要看见神的家中要有粮。
This food is for you to be replenished.
这个家粮呢是使到你重新的复制。
The place where you sow is always giving you life.
所以说你所撒种的东西将赐给你生命。
We honor God.
所以我们要尊荣神。
This is important.
这是很重要。
Because God say you come into my house.
所以说你来到我的家中。
And put your tithe in the storehouse.
把你的十分之一放进我的仓库。
Then there will always be food in the house.
这样的话，你的家中就会有粮。
This is one way you secure yourself.
这是使我们自己得保障。
My food is to do the will of Him who sent me.
我的食物呢，就是行我那个差遣我来的人的神的旨意。
We talk about give us this day our daily bread.
我说。赐给我们每天我们所需要的食物。
That's the food he's talking about.
这是讲到了这个食物，这是讲到神所赐给我们的。
There will always be God's counsel.
将会有神的计谋。
There will always be God's word.
将会有神的话语。
So you come to the place.
所以来到一个地步。
You come into that church.
来到那个教会。
You come into that storehouse.
去到那个仓库。
You can take things.
你可以支取东西。
That you need.
你所需要的。
For the next day.
为了下明天。
So when you come on Sunday morning.
所以明天星期日早上来的时候。
God can put things into your heart.
神可以把东西放进你的心中。
He can add to his beloved even in his sleep.
他可以加添给你们，就像你们在睡觉的时候。
So when you come to the house and worship him,
所以你到神的家中敬拜他的时候。
And bring your tithe and honor him,
带来十分意来尊荣他的时候。
Hey, look, every religion tell you to bring something before God.
每个宗教都教导他的门徒呢，把带一些东西去到他们的神面前。
Even in ancestral worship, they bring something to their.
就算他们在祭拜祖先呢，他们要把食物。
They place some oranges, some apples.
放在一些苹果啊、橙啊，放在祖先的牌面前。
You cannot come to God empty.
你不可以空手来到神面前。
But because He is the highest,
因为他是最高的。
You bring the lowest.
你把最低的赐给他。
To Him.
给他。
You bring resources.
你把你的资源。
All your wealth surrender to Him.
你把你的财富来赐给他。
And the Bible says that there will be food in the house.
圣经告诉我们，家中必会有粮。
So when you come on Sunday morning, God will begin to distribute food.
所以星期日来的时候呢，神就开始了分配这些粮食。只要现在你可以知道神的旨意是什么。
So that you know the plans of God.
你知道神的计划是什么。
And in the storehouse, all that you need for this week is here.
在神的仓库里面，你这个礼拜所需要的已经在这里了。
But you got to go to the storehouse to collect.
但是我们必须去到神的仓库那边去收集。
That's why coming to the house of God is important.
所以来到神的家呢是很重要的。
Because that's when you collect your groceries.
因为在这里呢，你收集了你的杂货。
You collect what you need.
你的资金所需要的。
You don't know what you need.
你现在也不懂你需要什么。
I say you don't know what you need.
我说你不懂你需要是什么。
The Holy Spirit is the one who knows.
圣灵知道。
So eyes have not seen.
眼睛未曾看见。
Ears have not heard.
耳朵未曾听见。
Neither has entered the heart of man.
神的心中也没有想过的。
All the things that God has prepared.
一切神为我们所预备的。
So God has prepared some amazing things.
所以神预备了一些奇妙的事情给我们。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
I say God has prepared amazing things.
我说神已经预备了奇妙的事情。
And he don't want you to miss out.
他不要你失去。
So what does he do?
所以他做什么？
He send the Holy Spirit.
他差遣圣灵。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
In chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
哥林多前书的第二章，
verse 9 is what I read just now.
第九节是刚才我读的。
Verse 10,
第十节。
For to us God revealed them through the Spirit.
哥林多前书第二章第十节，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
For the Spirit searches all things,
因为圣灵渗透万事。
Even the deep things of God,
就是神深奥的事也渗透
了。So when you come into the storehouse,
所以你来到神的仓库的时候，
the Holy Spirit know what belong to you,
神知道是什么是属于你的。
And he start distributing,
他就开始来分配这些粮食。
Somebody say amen to that.
我们要说 amen.
I say somebody say amen to that.
我们要说 amen.
The Bible says very clearly, we don't know what we are receiving.
圣经告诉我们，我们不知道我们所领受的是什么。
But God revealed them to us.
但是神启示了给我们。
Through the Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Things you don't know.
我们所不知道的事情。
Things that God has planned.
神所计划的事情。
Your eyes have never seen it.
你的眼睛未曾看见的。
You haven't even heard about it.
你的耳朵也未曾听见的。
That's why it's not entered your heart.
所以它不能够进入你的心中。
But the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵。
But for to us, God will reveal them.
但是我们的神要启示给我们。
Through the Spirit.
借着他的圣灵。
So when you come here on Sunday morning,
所以星期日早上来到这里的时候，
you put your tithe into the house,
你把十分之一放进神的家中，
you honor God,
你尊荣神，
he sent the Holy Spirit,
他就差遣了圣灵，
to let you have what you're supposed to have,
让你拥有你应该拥有的东西。
That's why in the 1-2 hours,
所以在这个一两个小时，
the 3 hours we are here,
三个小时在这里的，
locking on God,
你要进入神的同在。
Because you never know what's going to happen.
因为你不懂什么事情会发生。
Things that you haven't seen.
你眼睛未曾看见的。
But all the things that God is releasing to us.
但是一切事情神所释放给我们的。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Now we have received.
现在我们所领受的。
So not only God want you to receive.
不但神要你领受。
But we have received.
但是我们已经领受。
Not the spirit of this world.
不是世上的灵。
But the spirit who is from God.
而是从神来的灵。
So that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God.
叫我们能够知道神呢开恩赐给我们的事。
Do you want God to bless your life?
要神祝福你的生命吗？
That every church service means something.
每个机会呢都是一带意义的。
Every time you come here for a God encounter.
你每次来到这里要遇见神的时候。
You will set the record straight.
他就纠正你的道路。
That you honor God,
你尊荣神。
And bring into the storehouse,
带进神的仓库。
There'll be food,
将会有粮食。
In the house,
在神的家中。
There'll always, God will always find a way to get to you.
神就有这个方法，直到你得到。
Because nothing happens without God's word.
因为没有事情发生，如果没有神的话语。
So all your supply,
所以一切你的供应。
Say all my supply,
跟我一起说，我一切的供应。
That I need for this week,
我这个礼拜所需要的。
Has been given to me,
已经赐给了我。
God is a good paymaster.
神是个好的。
I said, God is a good paymaster.
我说神是个好的偿还者。
He doesn't owe anyone.
他不能欠任何人。
When he gives,
当他给我们的时候
，He gives us more than enough.
他给我们是超过我们所需要的。
Until it overflows.
直到他满溢出来。
But there's one devil that runs around to kill, steal, and destroy.
但是魔鬼呢是要偷窃、杀害、毁灭。
God said, "You do that to my house."
神说你对我家这样做。
I will do that in where you earn money.
我要在你赚钱的地方这样斥责他。
In that field where you are.
在你工作岗位
rebuke the devourer.
我会斥责这个蝗虫吞吃者。
Why must he rebuke the devourer?
为什么他要斥责这吞吃者？
Because that's the spirit of the world.
因为这正是世界的灵。
That's the spirit of Mammon.
这就是马门的灵。
They will force you to become a captive in Babylon.
要强逼你呢，在巴比伦的受捆绑。
So the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵来。
He's showing to us that if we connect well with the house.
告诉我们，如果我们跟神的家中有好的联系
，things will go right in our world.
我们所工作的场所呢，将变得好。
In that place, God will open up the heavens.
在那个地方呢，神要打开他的天窗。
And pour out a blessing.
他要倾倒他的祝福。
Until it overflows.
直到他满溢出来。
Until nations call you blessed.
直到万国称为你有福的。
Until people in the world say you are lucky.
在世界人说你是 lucky 幸运的。
People in the world will say you are blessed.
世界人说你是得祝福的。
Until the people in the world begin to say that you have foresight.
世界人说你是很有眼见的。
They say you're so different.
他说你是很不一样的。
Because God rebuked the devourer.
因为神在斥责那个蝗虫吞吃者。
So if the devourer is not devouring what you have in your life,
因为那吞吃者如果没有吞吃你生命中的东西，
then you'll start prospering.
你就开始能够亨通。
Because the devil is not taking back.
因为魔鬼再不能够夺回来了。
Because he can't take back.
因为他不能够夺回来。
Because you've given to him.
因为你赐给了神。
You're honoring him.
你在尊荣神。
When that record is straight,
当那个记录是好的，
all the other six that I'm talking to you about.
一切东西我跟你讲的
becomes the game plan that will change your whole life.
就是能够改变了你的生命。
You and God has to get together.
你跟神呢必须联系在一起。
Anytime you have a financial need,
每一次你有财务的需要，
don't take away your honor.
不要把这个尊荣拿掉。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Don't stop tithing because that belongs to Him.
不要停止给十分一，因为那十分一是属于神的。
Listen, I'm the most qualified person to say this because I don't take any salary from the church.
我是最有资格讲这句话，因为我从事没有支取任何薪水。
God will provide.
神要供应。
I said God will provide.
我说神会供应。
Whatever our needs are.
不论我们什么需要，
He will provide.
他将会供应。
I don't work in the world,
我没有在世界工作，
but I have business.
但是我有生意。
I have a life to live.
我有个生活要活。
And God will continue to bless me.
所以要继续来祝福我。
From the nations, the wealth will return.
从世界各国的财富要回来。
So the Bible say, on that ground you'll be blessed and until it overflows.
在那个土地呢，他们得祝福，直到他满溢出来。
So set this right.
所以要立下这个纠正这一点。
I said, set this right.
我纠正好这一点。
It's called, if you want to get some extra notes or get a message, it's called the principle of the storehouse.
如果你要给特别的讲义的笔记呢，它叫做这个财
Where are you receiving life?
仓库的原则，你从那里领受生命。
That's where you bring your tithe.
那个地方你要把十分一带进来，
offerings,
还有把你的奉献带进来。
When that happens,
当那件事情发生之后，
you and God are okay.
你跟神的关系是好的。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Talk to me.
听到吗？
This is something that we need to establish.
这是我们是要建立的。
Are you ready for number two?
你准备好接受第二点吗？
If you have difficulty trying to understand this, talk to your cell group leaders.
如果你有困难明白这些呢，你要跟你的小组组长。
Because we don't have much time.
因为我们没有很多时间。
I said we don't have much time.
我们没有很多时间。
The 7 years of plenty started in 2012.
去年的丰收年从2012年开始。
The 7 years of plenty start.
去年的丰收年开始。
So we have until 2019.
我们到了直到2019年。
And plus minus another 1 or 2 years to really lock in.
加减了大概多两年的时间，我们能够真正进入。
So that we have resources until the end.
直到我们有资源直到尽头。
I don't want you to be trapped.
我不要你陷入这个网络。
I say I don't want you to be trapped.
我说我不要你们陷入这个网络。
Everybody is feeling pressure.
每个人都感觉到压力。
Everyone has to adjust their life.
每个人都是要纠正他们的生命。
Not to the world.
不是朝向世界。
Not to the way of the world.
不是的调整于世界的方式。
Adjust their life vertically.
我们要调整我们的生命向上。
There's no way you can survive.
没有任何方式我们可以维持的。
Without God in the years to come.
在最后的日子。
You have to live in Him and move in Him.
你必须活在他里面，在他里面运行。
Nothing is safe.
没有任何事情是安全的。
I said nothing is safe.
没有任何东西是安全的。
Physically we are not safe.
就是在表面上我也不是不安全。
You do not know when the robbers will come.
我们不懂几时盗贼会来。
You never know when somebody's handbag is going to be snatched.
我们不懂 那个人的手提在基督会被掳夺。
Because all these things are happening.
因为这些事情都不断的发生。
We're only safe if we do what God wants us to do.
我们只有安全当我们做神要我们做的。
Our vertical connection with God must be secure and right.
我们向上跟神的关系必须是好的又保障的。
Number two is important.
第二点是很重要。
You got to sow the seed.
你必须撒种。
For your harvest cycle to begin.
直到你的丰收的循环可以开始发生。
You serve and honor God with your tithe.
第一点呢，我们要还十分之一来尊荣神。
Number two, you sow the seeds.
第二点呢，我们撒下这个种子。
For your harvest cycle to begin.
为了我们的这个丰收的循环可以开始。
If we don't sow, we don't reap.
如果你没有撒种，你不会收割。
In our envelope at All Nations Sanctuary.
在我们万国圣殿呢，我们的这个信封。
You have tithe, you have offering.
我们十分一，我们有奉献。
You have mission uno.
我们有万啊 mission uno.
Mission giving.
还有呢，宣教基金。
Education fund.
教育基金
，urgent need fund，
紧急基金
，building extension fund，
还有呢，这个后面的扩充建堂基金
all these are on the envelope，
这些东西都在我们的这个信封里面。
It's an opportunity for you to sow，
这个给你机会来撒种
，so that you can start reaping，
使得你可以开始的收割。
What you owe God, give it to Him。
你说欠神的，你要还给神。
I say what you owe God, give it to Him。
我说你欠神什么，你要还给他。
So that vertically you are accurate。
所以呢，在向上方面的关系是好的。
Then when you take point number two and start sowing the seeds,
所以在第二点你开始撒种的时候
，to start a harvest,
你开始一个丰收。
You're beginning to plan how much you want to see happen.
你要开始可以计划你要收割多少
？Because we sow what we reap.
因为呢，你撒种你就会收割。
Sorry, we reap what we sow.
我们所
we reap what we sow.
我们所收割就是我们所撒种的。
If you sow little,
如果你撒种的很少。
You harvest little.
你的丰收呢是很少。
So how many want your money to come back better?
多少人要很多的回酬的。
You know, we go from bank to bank just to find out how much they give in fixed deposit.
我们从一间银行到另外一间银行上，谁给的定期利息比较高呢？
This bank gives 4%.
这个给4%。
That bank gives 4.5%.
那间银行给4.5%。
Or even 4.3%.
那个给4.3%。
People move money.
所以我们就马上把那钱转去那间银行。
Is that right?
对不对？
Because you're managing your own money.
因为你在管理你的金钱。
That's why God gives us an opportunity.
所以神给我们这个机会。
So that we can start our own cycle.
所以我们可以开始我们的循环。
This cycle was introduced.
这个循环呢是被谁
？After God destroyed planet Earth.
就是当神呢摧毁了这地上的时候。
In the book of Genesis.
在创世纪。
How many want to protect yourself when God is judging the whole world and the nations of the world? You want to protect yourself.
当神审判全世界的时候，多少人要保护他自己呢
？All right, you don't. So many of you have
必要吗？很多人不要啊。
Haven't decided to protect yourself or not?
保护你自己啊。
I said, do you want to protect yourself?
你要保护你自己吗
？Turn to Genesis.
打开创世纪。
Chapter 8, I think.
可能是第八章吧。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
Verse 21 and 22.
21跟22节。
The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing.
耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按照我才行的灭各种的活物了。
After he judged the world,
他审判了世界之后，
God said, never again.
所以说我再不要了。
Never again will I destroy the earth.
我再不要摧毁这地了。
So God made a covenant.
所以呢，神就立下这个盟约。
And this is how it began.
这就是他这样的开始。
As long as the earth remains.
第二十二节，地还存留的时候。
If we have seed time, there will be harvest.
如果有收割了，撒种就有丰收的时刻。
There's cold, there'll be heat.
如果寒暑呢
？There'll be summer and winter.
有冬天就有夏天。
Day and night.
有白天就夜。
Shall not cease.
黑暗。
That means say.
将永不停息。
Even if the world is that badly in condition.
所以呢，在世上呢，如果这样糟糕的情况，
Even though all the negative things are happening,
一切的负面事情在发生着，
on account of man,
因为人的关系，
wicked things are happening,
邪恶的事情发生，
robbers are increasing,
这个盗贼增加，
violence is on the earth,
残暴在地上。
The Bible says, if you sow seed,
圣经告诉我，如果我们撒种，
you will reap,
你就会收割。
That's why sowing is one of the most powerful way to startturning your financial circumstances around.
所以撒种就是其中一个最大有能力的事情，那个扭转你的整个财务情势的。
The billionaires of today started very early.
今天的百万富翁从很早的时候就开始了。
Like Warren Buffett, for example.
好像华伦巴菲特。
He started Just putting $50 in different shares.
他就开始了给50块在不同的买不同股票。
By in 60 years, there's a lot of money.
但是呢60年过后有很多钱了。
Not everybody can go back in time.
不是每个人可以回到以前的时间。
But you can start somewhere.
但是我们可以从一点钟开始。
If you sow, you reap.
当我们撒种我们就可以收割。
That is your harvest field.
这就是我们的丰收的田地。
So if you sow into Mission Uno,
所以你开始撒种在 Mission Uno.
You sow for the missions in Africa.
你开始撒种在宣教基金给非洲。
You are creating your own harvest field.
你在制造你自己本身的那个丰收的田地。
And the more diverse it is,
你不要地方更多，田地更多。
You can see the more harvest will begin to manifest.
你就开始看见了更多的这个丰收可以发生。
This is God's plan for us.
是神给我们的计划。
Do you want to beat the financial cycle?
你要呢有这个财务的循环吗？
Because the Bible says money will fail.
圣经告诉我们呢，这金钱会失败的一天。
I say money will fail.
我说金钱有一天会失败。
That's why you got to be very careful.
所以你们要很小心。
You know, in what was called Rhodesia, it's called Zimbabwe now.
在津巴布韦的地方。
Within a few months,
在几个月，
the whole economy of the world, whole economy of the nation changed.
他那个国家呢，他整个经济都改变了。
That now everyone is a billionaire.
现在他们每一个人都说这是亿万富翁。
To buy a loaf of bread.
要买一个面包。
Are you listening?
要几百万了。
The inflation is 3,000 times.
他们的通货膨胀是3000倍。
And all the money that you have shrunk straight away.
哦，你所拥有的一些金钱呢，全部缩水到完。
In the Great Depression.
哦，就是大萧条的时候。
That happened in the 1920s.
在1920年代。
In one single go, the millionaire became zero.
在短短的一天内呢，那个百万富翁全部一无所有。
And all had the same amount.
每个人都拥有同样的同等的金钱。
It's terrible for men who trusted the treasures of the world for so long and then suddenly disappear.
那些信靠着世界财富的，忽然间消失的。
You got to start opening up harvest fields.
所以我们开始的开我们的丰收的田地。
This one harvest field for rice.
这是呢丰收给这个稻米的。
This one harvest field for soybean.
这个丰收田地呢给那个。
This is another harvest for red beans. Lake Tao. Ang Tao.
这个另外一个田地呢是给绿豆的。
So,
丰收绿豆的。
You have to have your own field.
所以必须拥有自己的田地。
And when the Lord directs you.
所以当神指示你。
Mission Uno.
比如说 Mission Uno.
That's your field.
这是你的田地。
Start sowing.
开始撒种。
I said start sowing.
我说要开始撒种。
How much you sow is not important.
你撒种多少是不重要。
Why do you need to think about how much you need to sow?
为什么要想呢？你要撒多少呢？
Depend on how much you want to see return.
要看呢，你要给回酬多少？
So open up your heart.
就要敞开你的心。
You sow in this.
撒种这一点。
You don't have to sow in every field.
你不需要在每个田地都撒种。
But you sow so that you can multiply.
但是你撒种时候你可以倍增。
Sow so that you can receive a harvest.
你撒种时候你可以得到丰收。
That's why we sow according to the measure of the harvest we want.
所以你借着你所要的丰收来撒种。
And always remember,
要记得
we reap in a different season than the time we sow.
我们要不同的季节呢，将会有收割的时候。
You don't get back immediately.
你不是马上就得到回酬。
How I got out from poverty?
我从怎样从贫穷中出来
？Every month,
每个月
，I give $10 for the poor.
我给十块钱给贫穷的人。
Another $10 for sowing in some pastor will come to preach and give some money to them.
另外十块钱给那些牧师他们来我们教会讲道给把一些钱给他们。
Then you start to sow.
你就开始这样的撒种。
In different fields.
在不同的田地。
And God will supernaturally multiply your resources.
所以超自然的倍增了你的资源。
And how is God going to bless you?
神要怎样的祝福你呢？
By all the harvest fields.
借着不同的田地。
Not only you have joy that you are blessing people.
不但你有喜乐你可以祝福别人。
Suddenly you begin to realize that there's some extra money coming from somewhere.
忽然间会接到了有点额外的钱从不同的地方来。
You release it to the kingdom.
你释放这个钱进入神的国度。
God releases it in supernatural ways.
神就超自然的释放回给你。
Suddenly your relative dies and leave an inheritance for you.
忽然间你富有的亲戚死了，把那个很多遗产留给你。
I had so many people tell me.
我有很多人这样告诉我。
Of amazing stories.
很多奇妙的故事。
Just so.
不断的撒种。
If you like.To help poor people, then sow in Mission Uno.
如果你喜欢帮助贫穷的人，你要撒种在这个 Mission Uno.
If your heart is always broken concerning the chaos that happens because of climate change,
你的心呢？如果对那些灾难、天灾发生呢，你的心很疼痛的那种。
And if your heart is open, that's your field.
你的心如果是被敞开，这个就是你的田地。
Then save money for that.
然后你要储蓄钱，为了这一切。
So that one day you can sow.
所以有一天你可以撒种。
If your heart is always in for widows and for orphans.
因为信呢是对那些寡妇还有那些孤儿的。
When we start our own orphanage,
当我们开始我们的孤儿院的时候，
when we get the manpower,
当我们有这足够的人力，
you can start to sow,
你就要开始你的撒种。
Or you got to find your field.
所以要寻找你的田地是什么？
I say you got to find your field.
要寻找你的田地。
Not everybody want to give money to help somebody.
不是每一个人都要给钱来帮助别人。
But they like money channel for people who are less fortunate.
但是他们喜欢把那钱呢给那些不幸的人
，maybe orphans，
可能孤儿
，maybe those that are poor，
可能那些贫穷的人
，maybe those in mission uno，
可能在 mission uno。
So you got to choose your field。
所以你必须选择你的田地。
If you choose your field, you want to see the education。
如果选择田地呢，你可能看到教育方面。
You have a tremendous burden for education。
你对教育有负担。
Then education fund is your field.
然后教育基金就是你的田地了。
You just keep sowing.
你要不断的撒种。
Just keep sowing.
不断的撒种。
Keep sowing.
不断的撒种。
In the season to come, God will make sure that everything that you give will return back to you.
在时间到的时候，神要确保了一切你所撒种都是要回报给你。
That's how you find.
这就是你要找到的。
Because tithe belongs to God.
因为十分一是属于神的。
The harvest.
丰收。
Of sowing and reaping.
就是呢这个撒种还有收割。
You have to find what you like.
你必须找寻找你所需要你喜欢什么。你喜欢的地方是什么
?Maybe you always rise to the place of tremendous burden when you see climate destroy cities.
当你看到
hurricane destroy houses.
啊天灾啦地震发生的时候呢摧毁的城市你心中有特别重的负担。
If that's where your heart is.
如果你心在哪里
?That is your harvest field.
这就是你的啊这个丰收的田地。
Every month,
每一月
you set aside something.
你要分别一些钱出来。
If yours is for mission giving,
如果你是要给宣教的
like we want to raise some funds,
比如说我们要筹集一些基金
to help finance the breakthroughs in Philippines,
帮助了那些在菲律宾的宣教士
and your heart is always set like that,
你的心呢不断的这个负担
then that's your field.
这个就是你的田地
start sowing in that field.
开始撒种在这个田地
because God said if you sow the seed time, the harvest time.
因为神说，如果你撒种的话，有撒种的时刻，有丰收的时刻。
And you got to ask at the end of the day.
你要问呢，在最终的日子。
If you want abundance to come back.
如果你要很多的回来，丰盛的回来。
Start planting in different fields.
要开始的在不同的田地的那撒种。
It's not the amount.
不是讲到的数额多少。
It's a release from your heart.
乃是心中你可以释放多少。
To follow your heart.
借着跟随你的心意。
Because that will condition you to rise above the judgment that comes on the earth.
因为当世界审判来的时候呢，你就可以的胜过这一切。
And you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗
？Sort these two things out.
要解决这两个事情。
Immediately.
马上。
Find where is your harvest?
寻找来那里是你的丰收地田地。
Where is your harvest field?
你的丰收田地在哪里
？Where does your heart always run?
你的心呢是对那里有负担。
You see, put the children being destroyed and being attacked because they have no house, no land because of the earthquake and floods.
被攻击了，因为他们很多天灾发生，他们失去了物质了。
If your heart is moved all the time,
每一次的心都看到这些东西，都很感动的。
In this kind of area, that's your harvest field.
这在这方面，这就是你的丰收田地。
There's no limitation to how much you can sow.
我们呢，要撒种多少是没有限制的。
If you want to sow another 5%,
你要撒种了另外额外5%，或者是额外10%。
Some people even sow more than that.
有些人所撒种的是多过这一切。
Because we are creating a cycle.
因为他们在制造这个循环。
I say we are creating a cycle.
我们在制造这个循环。
When we create a cycle, that means summer will always come.
我们制造这循环是到夏天就会来了。
You just got to wait for it.
你要等待夏天来到。
That means to say the resources will always come to you.
就是说这资源要不断的临到你。
Even though the condition of the world change.
虽然世界情况改变。
Their intention, their heart desires are all wrong.
虽然他们心意是错的。
But God said.
但是神说。
In seed time, harvest time.
将会有。撒种的时刻，收割的时刻。
So even if the financial conditions of the world change,
就算世界的金融制度改变了
，what you sow,
你所撒种的
，you will reap,
你将会有收割。
Somehow money is going to come back to you,
这金钱将归回你。
You'll be surprised,
你会很惊讶。
You set this thing for $50,
你为了这个事情给了50块。
Somebody willing to pay $70 for it,
但是别人会给你70块。
You bought a house for $200,000,
你买这样屋子200千。
People are willing to buy it for $500.
你要卖200千，人家会要愿意买500千。
Strange circumstances will happen.
很多事情就会这样的发生。
Because you've been sowing.
因为你不断的在撒种。
In the midst of all of that, somebody want to go to migrate to Australia.
可能呢，某人要移民去澳洲。
And your friend told you the house is available.
你的朋友告诉你那看屋子要卖。
And because they're desperate to sell.
因为他们急着要卖。
They sell so much cheaper.
他们卖得很便宜。
This is how it comes back.
这是你的丰收将回来。
Because the more you sow.
因为撒种更多
the more you're going to reap.
你要收割更多。
That's why I started to sow.
所以开始收撒种。
My heart is always for those who are unfortunate.
我的心又不断的朝向那些不幸的人。
So that's where my sowing field is.
所以那个就是我的撒种的地方。
Another thing I like to do is to make sure that I release leaders so that they can be trained.
所以另外一个我要负担就是我是兴起领袖，知道他们可以做训练。
So we set aside money to train pastors.
所以我们花一些钱呢来训练牧师们。
And our heart is set on education.
所以我们的心呢就是要对着教育负担。
I didn't complain.
我没有埋怨。
I found my field.
我找到了田地。
Start sowing.
开始撒种。
And start sowing.
开始撒种。
How is it going to come?
它怎么会倒回来？
Strange ways,
很奇怪的方式
mysterious ways,
很神秘的
suddenly somebody give you things at a lower price,
忽然间人家赐给你的东西呢是低于市场价格的
sometimes the house,
可能屋子
sometimes the car,
可能是汽车
sometimes in a certain place the medical insurance,
可能是医疗的保险
I'm sure some of us can praise God for the medical insurance,
感谢神很多人会给这医疗保险来赞美神
that we can send our children to be operated on or look for medication inbetter places rather than strange places like Moa.
我们可以让我们孩子的去到更好的医院，而不是在好像很多政府的中央医院。
One of the most dangerous things that you heard on today's testimony is that you be very make sure that you know what you're doing.
很确定的，从今天早晨的那个见证讲到，我们要知道我们所做的。
You better make sure you know what the doctor is doing to you.
我们知道这医生对我们做了什么。
Don't just makan and telan.
不是吃药罢了。
After that, people have to tola you into the grave.
然后人家就推我们进入坟墓了。
If you sow,
如果我们撒种
into the harvest field,
进入了丰收田地
you'll get a harvest.
我们将得到我们的丰收。
So find out which is your field.
所以寻找什么是你的田地。
You like education,
你喜欢教育
then education.
然后就是教育是你的田地。
You like the poor people,
你喜欢贫穷的人。
If you like people, release resources for those people can be trained.
你要释放呢资源给那些让他们可以受训练的
and can be developed.
可以被发展的。
So you're sowing seeds.
所以你在撒种你的种子。
Say after me, serve God.
我跟我一起说，侍奉神。
With honor.
尊荣他。
Without tithe.
借着我们的十分义。
Number two, sow the seeds.
第二点呢，撒种子。
For the harvest cycle to begin.
为了这个丰收的循环开始。
Number three.
第三点。
Spend wisely what we have.
我们所拥有的，我们要好好的花费。
I said spend wisely.
有智慧的花费。
Are you clear?
你清楚吗？
No, we spend on convictions.
不是呢，冲动式的来花费。
We are not impulsive.
我们不是冲动性的去花费。
See, buy, buy.
看到就买，看到就买。
And you're going to lose all your money.
你要失去很多金钱。
Don't spend on luxury.
不要买那奢侈的产品。
Scale down.
我们呢要
luxury. Scale down.
我们不要买那些奢侈的产品。
Don't live in luxury.
我们不要活出这奢侈的方式。
Don't live extravagant life.
不要活出那种超过我们能够活的方式。
Even if you're rich.
虽然你很富有。
Even if you can afford it.
虽然你买得起。
Buy only when it's needed.
当你需要的时候才买。
Spend on priorities.
就是要优先才去买。
And essentials.
重要的东西才买。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Your spending level must be low enough.
我们的花费方式呢，要低于我们的收入。
So that you can increase your saving.
使我们可以增加我们的储蓄。
Try to spend.
尝试呢要去花费。
Try to spend on from cash.
就是呢要有现金来花费。
Must learn to protect our own resources. You got to spend with cash.
我们要尝试用现金来花费。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
You have to be very wise.
你要很有智慧。
I'm going to give you this set of notes.
我要给你的这个笔记。
So that when you spend,
所以当你开始花费
you're not impulsive.
你不是冲动的。
Try not to spend money.
你要尝试不要花费金钱。
So that you can start saving.
这样你现在可以开始储蓄。
Because if you spend more,
如果你花费更多
you have less to save.
你有更少来储蓄。
Are you listening? Plan as you follow your budget.
所以要计划的借着你的预算。
Don't just take money without a sense of accounting.
不要花钱的而没有预算，没有做会计。
What happened to the money I gave you?
我给你的钱，你怎样花掉了？
Disappeared.
失踪了。
If your money disappears, you cannot account for it, that's not wise.
如果你的金钱或者钱失踪了，你不能够有这个预算的话，就是没有很好的智慧了。
If you spend low enough,
如果你花费很低，
you can meet saving goals.
你就可以呢有很高的储蓄。
Are you listening?The less we spend, the more we save.
你花费更少，我们就可以储蓄更多。
One of the fastest way,
其中一个最快的方式
for you to get the cash,
你能够收集这个现金
control your spending,
就是控制你的花费。
If you need essentials, make sure the essentials are in the house.
如果需要这些重要东西，确保这些重要东西在你的家中。
Cut down on luxury.
所以把这个奢侈产品
You don't have to go on holiday every year.
你不需要每年的出外国度假。
You don't always need to eat outside.
你不需要去外面。
That every night you are out.
每一天晚上都要去外面吃东西。
Eating in the restaurants.
在餐馆吃。
GST and all the food that you eat.
还有消费税还有我们所吃的食物啊。
Sometimes it's not the GST that we are afraid of.
有时候不是我们害怕消费税。
It's the Ajinomoto that is going to kill you.
我们所害怕的应该是那个呢味精。
Alright, some of you, I don't know, you didn't hear what I said.
你们没有去吃吗外面的食物。
It's not the GST that will kill you.
不是呢这个消费税杀掉我们了。
It's the Ajinomoto.
乃是这个味精杀掉我们。
And the Tau Yu there.
还有那酱油啊
，and all the salt that's in the food，
还有那些食物里面的那些盐分。
So we got to spend wisely. It says spend wisely.
我们要有智慧的消费。
Spend on conviction.
借着我们的心中的感动。
Just talk to me. Spend on conviction.
借着不是冲动性的消费。
Spend as planned.
有计划性的消费。
Don't get out of hand.
不要冲动性的消费。
Like I think the building committee has understood this.
比如说呢，这个建筑委员会他们明白这一点。
Because we didn't know what we want to do finally.
因为我们不懂得最终要做什么。
When we started building, we don't know what we wanted as a final result.
当时我们开始建筑的时候，不懂得最终要做什么。
Then they build this.
然后我们就建这个。
We want to have a sports complex.
当我们有这个后面这个礼堂的时候。
Then suddenly realize the ball can bounce.
忽然间我们发觉到了这球啊会跑啊。
Then suddenly the ball goes to the neighbor's house.
然后忽然间呢，这球呢跑到隔壁去了。
And they are afraid to go and collect it because they just collected about 15 minutes ago.
因为他们很害怕再去收那个球回来，因为15分钟前呢，球才丢过隔壁去。
And they say, brother, we need fence.
然后他们就跟我说，弟兄啊，我们需要篱笆。
Some people say, I want basketball court.
有人说呢，我们要篮球场。
They wanted a futsal.
他们要足球场。
And all the other stuff.
还有别的东西。
So before long, we needed this, we needed that.
不久之后，我们需要这个，又再需要那个。
So the budget keep increasing.
这个预算的不断增加。
And it started to frighten the committee.
使到这个委员会很害怕。
Because we want.
因为我们所要的。
Our want become more and more.
我们的要的东西也不断的更加更多了。
That's why you got to set plan.
所以我们要有这个计划。
What are you going in to buy?
你要进去要买什么
？Not everything they are selling.
不是他们一切他们所卖的。
Because you are not the only customer.
因为你不是唯一的顾客。
Let others have their day too.
让别人去买吧。
You cannot buy everything that's offered to you.
你不能够人家叫你买什么你就买什么。
We just spend on money that we need.
我们只是用我们所拥有的钱呢来花费。
Save as much as possible.
要储蓄很多更多。
Spend wisely.
有很好智慧的花费。
Spend on priorities.
要有优先的花费。
Don't spend on luxury.
不要呢奢侈的花费。
If once in a while you want to enjoy your life, it's okay.
偶尔啊，要享受生命不要紧啊。
But enjoying life is not our assignment.
但是享受生命不是我的最终的使命。
We must make sure that our money is not just serving them.
我们要确保我们的金钱不是为了这一点。
Serve God with honor.
要尊荣来侍奉神。
With your tithe.
借着我们的十分一。
Sow the seeds.
来撒种。
For our harvest to begin.
直到我们的丰收开始。
Number three, spend wisely.
第三点呢，有智慧的消费。
So that you can save as much as possible. Number four.
第四点呢，你可以呢储蓄。
Number four, save as much as possible.
尽可能储蓄更多。第四点。
There are things that you can do immediately.
有些东西我们可以马上做了。
You can save electricity.
我们可以节省呢电费。
Save water bills.
可以节省水费。
You can save a lot of money by buying bulk.
我们可以节省很多，如果我们买比较大宗的东西，比较多。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
There are so many ways to save.
很多方面我们可以节省。
Keep saving level high.
不断的节省呢。
High enough so that we can meet tomorrow's needs.
使到我们呢，这样的储蓄，使到我们可以明天的需要可以得满足。
Spending level low.
我们要很少的花费。
Cheap to maintain.
容易的维持我们的生活。
You don't have to buy expensive shoes.
你不需要买呢很昂贵的鞋子。
And only use it once a month.
只是一个月穿一次。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Because if you spend wisely,
因为如果你呢有智慧的花费，
you have more to save.
你有更多东西呢可以呢去储蓄。
You got to save for unexpected emergencies.
要储蓄的时候有紧急状况可以。
Eventually,
或者是说事情发生。
We're not just saving for the rainy day, we're saving to find our way out.
不是的，为了这个雨天的来除夕啦，要我们除夕是要
说。You've got to save because opportunities will come.
我们要除夕，因为机会会来到我们。
When you have cash,
当你有钱的时候，现金。
You can straight away seize the opportunities.
你可以马上的抓紧这个机会。
Maybe a house become available.
如果人家要卖屋子。
Maybe something become available.
可能人家一些东西要很便宜卖给我们。
But if you have no cash,
但是如果我们有钱
you have no buying power.
如果我们没有现金我们就不能够买
so save as much as possible.
所以要储蓄更多
like I said to you, the best way
比如说最好的方式
is to cut down
就是呢节省
expenses that you can see immediately.
节省一些花费
light
比如说电流
you know you'd be surprised when people get into the room they switch on all the lights.
一些人进入他家中呢就把一切的电灯打开
every switch that's there is almost like a habit.
啊、就是要不断的按那个电钮啊
And you got to stop that.
你要停止这一切
Because you can save money immediately.
因为现在可以马上节省的金钱
It's easier to save $50
很容易的节省$10
than to get $50 through the business's profit.
胜过呢要赚这个十块钱
You know to get $100 in your business as profit.
你知道吗要在你的生意呢多赚$100
It's hard earned money.
是很辛苦的赚的
But stop theyour children from switching on all the lights and all the fans.
但是呢停止你的孩子呢、啊、开一切这些电流的东西。
Will just become added to you.
这样马上就可以节省到这些钱。
Compounded to you because you know how to act immediately.
因为你懂得怎样马上行动。
If you need good shoes, get good shoes.
如果你需要呢好的鞋子要买好的鞋子。
Then you can keep good shoes for a longer time.
因为呢好的鞋子可以穿比较久。
I keep my shirts for a long time.
我的衣服呢也可以穿很久。
The shirts that I bought in 20,000.
我在2010年买了衣服。
2000, or the early part of that year, they're still with me.
2000年时候 ,2000 年买了衣服还跟我还在衣橱里面。
So you, if you save more,
所以呢如果你呢节省很多
you can arrest opportunities that come.
你储蓄很多呢如果机会来到的时候你马上就可以抓紧个机会。
If you save more resources,
你储蓄更多的资源
there are more places you can invest.
就有更多的地方你可以去投资
I want you to remember this.
我让你们记得这一点
If you do your due diligence, you can search out and cut expenditure.
如果呢你很勤劳的话你也可以节省很多你的花费
Some people think healthy food is expensive.
有人说健康食物是很昂贵
When you're sick, it's more expensive.
但是如果你生病就更加昂贵了
So start on healthy food today.
所以今天就开始呢，吃的健康的食物。
Stop eating junk food.
不要吃那些垃圾食物。
You know, one day I had this thought coming to my mind.
有一天呢，我突然间想到这一点。
You see so many people going to churches that sell junk food.
你看到很多人去到那些教会的，他们卖那垃圾食物的快餐的。
But to find good food.
但是如果寻找到好的食物
，is hard.
比较困难。
That's why the churches that don't have much are still growing.
所以为什么那些教会他们没有什么料的还是不断成长
？Because people who look for healthy food are few.
因为那些寻找健康食物的人是比较少。
If I tell you this one is wrong, you also know.
如果告诉你这个是错的，你也知道啊。
You're not supposed to eat it.
你不应该吃这种快餐啊。
If you eat it, it's going to destroy your health in the long run.
如果你吃的话呢，在长期的话，对你的健康是不好啊。
But still we eat.
但是你还是去吃。
If you buy healthy food, you save a lot for in the future.
如果你买健康食物呢，你的未来你会节省很多那个医疗费啊。
Change your diet today.
今天改变你饮食习惯。
Because if you change your diet today, you can get rid of sugar diabetes.
你改变饮食呢，你可以。
High blood pressure.
将来不会有了高血压、糖尿病啊。
You stop getting these unnecessary problems.
不会有这些呢啊，不需要的问题。
That's what we need.
这就是我们的需要。
Save.
储蓄。
When are you supposed to save?
你几时应该储蓄
？In the days of your earning power.
当你还能够赚钱的时候储蓄。
If your earning power is less,
如果赚的钱很少
，you cannot save.
你就不能够储蓄。
That's why we tell the young people to start saving money because all the expenses are borne by your mother and father.
开始储蓄，因为一切的花费呢都是你父母亲给的。
We train our children at a very young age.
我们在孩子很小的时候就开始训练他们。
To manage their own money.
怎样管理他们自己的金钱
？That's why it's important.
所以这是很重要。
You got to spend wisely.
我们要智慧的花费。
Save as much as you can.
啊，尽可能的储蓄更多。
Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗
？You must make sure that. You find the best way.
要确保你找到最好的方式。
So that when you're 25 to 45, that's your peak, our peak performance years.
在25到45岁是你最巅峰的时刻。
Because if you keep saving,
因为如果你不断储蓄，
keep keeping and multiplying what you have,
不断的倍增你所拥有的，
you can extend your future,
你可以呢扩展你的未来，
and you don't have to change your lifestyle,
你不需要改变你的生活方式。
If you don't save,
如果你不储蓄，
the lifestyle that you chose,
你所选择的生活方式，
have to be challenged,
可能呢会将来会受到挑战。
Because if you live on the high end,
如果你活在了很高昂的方式，
Everything you buy is branded,
你所买的一切的都是名牌的，
you find you cannot save,
你发觉到你不能够储蓄，
Your money does not stretch for the future,
你的金钱呢不能够为了未来扩张。
God is good to us,
神对我们是美好的。
Believe me, you,
你要相信我。
I want you to start believing this word that I'm telling you,
我要你们相信我所告诉你这句话。
When God made man,
当神创造人，
He put man in the garden,
他把人放在园中。
If he cultivate the garden,
如果呢他辛勤的耕种
will be met.
他一切的需要就会得到满足。
You don't have to go anywhere else.
他不需要去到别的地方。
Because if you go somewhere else to try to get money,
因为如果他去到别的地方要去赚钱，
you'll be like Abraham.
他就好像亚伯拉罕。
There's famine in the land, he went down to Egypt.
他们叫他去这个地方，他去了埃及。
When he came out of Egypt,
他从埃及出来，
he bring back more trouble for his life.
他就带来很多的困难问题在他生命。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Don't add trouble when we are already in this crisis.
不要加添的这个问题了，但我们还在这个危机当中。
Save as much as I can.
要储蓄，尽可能储蓄很多。
Whatever you can save.
无论你讲个储蓄。
If you buy a shoe for 300 ringgits.
如果你买一双鞋300块。
It lasts you for 2 years.
它可能给你两年。
And this one is 400.
另外一个400块。
Lasts you for 5 years.
可能可以穿5年。
Are you saving money?
你是不是在节省钱呢？
We are saving money.
我们在节省钱。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Get things that last.
你要买一些东西可以耐久的。
So that your saving grace will continue.
知道你们可以呢储蓄更多。
Save as much as we can.
尽可能的储蓄更多。
Number five.
第五点。
Set financial goals.
你要有的财务的目标。
If you keep the focus level high.
如果我们的专注的点很高。
Then the pursuit of our financial goals will be there.
然后我们就可以呢追求的这个财务的目标。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Where do you want to go financially?
你的财务要朝向哪一个方向？
At what level do you want to be?
要去到哪一个阶层？
How can you meet all these objectives?
你怎么可以达到这些目标？
Like you got to pay your debts.
比如说你要还你的债务。
Pay your taxes.
还你的那税务。
Sustain your lifestyle.
维持你的生活方式。
Manage what you have.
能够管理你所拥有的。
How are you going to reach your goals if you don't set them?
怎么可以达到这些目标？如果你没有本身没有目标。
2 years time you want to move to a new house.
两年内你要搬到新的家去。
4 years time you want to move to a new house.
可能4年后搬到新的家去。
How are you going to get there?
你怎样可以达到那一边？
Most people don't sit down to think.
大部分人没有坐下来思考。
Either they say it will be okay when I arrive.
他们说船到桥头自然直啊。
Some dare not plan for the future.
有些人不敢啊，为将来而计划。
Because, say we are so little, what can we do?
他们说我拥有这样少，我们能够做什么？
It's so little, that's why you got to do something.
拥有是很少，所以我们应该做一些东西。
Some people say, I don't have enough money.
有人说我没有足够的钱。
What is there to set goals?
我们要目标做什么？
Probably that's one of the reasons why you have very little amount of money, because you don't set goals.
其中一个原因为什么很少钱？因为我们没有立下目标。
What do you need?
你需要什么？
5 years time.
在5年内。
What do you need in 10 years time?
10年内需要什么？
What would your family need?
你的家庭需要什么？
What would you need as a couple?
你们夫妻需要什么？
Set financial goals.
要立下这个财务的目标。
Because if you can see, you can make it happen.
因为如果看得见，你就使到它发生。
I say if you can see, you can make it happen.
如果你看得见，你就可以使到它发生。
But you don't know where you're going.
但是你不懂你的方向是什么。
Then you cannot reach the goal.
你就不能够达到你的目标。
Because you have not set it.
因为你没有立下这个目标。
You want to pay off all your debts.
你要还清一切债务。
The one that is involved with a lot of heavy.Interest is what you get cut off immediately.
那个最高利息的，你要马上去还清啊。
Sometimes the long-term objectives could be children's education.
可能的长期目标可能是孩子的教育。
Maybe you have people having financial difficulties.
可能呢，将来会有财务的问题困难。
And you're considering about your children's education.
你在想到你孩子的教育。
Maybe your long-term plan.
可能是你的长期的计划。
Maybe in 2 years, 3 years.
可能在2年到3年内。
What do you need to do?
你需要做什么？
How much do you need to raise?
你需要筹多少钱？
What you can save?
你能够储蓄多少？
What you can cut down?
你能够呢节省多少？
If you don't sit down and think, it won't work.
如果你没有坐下来好好思考，是行不通的。
That's why to set financial goals.
这立下呢啊这个财务目标。
You must be financially intelligent.
你必须有个财务的智慧。
You got to do your due diligence.
你必须很勤劳的努力。
Okay, I need this amount of money.
我需要的这笔的数目的金钱。
It always looks big.
它看起来是很大。
But you got to break it down.
你必须把它分到分裂到很小。
That's how we divide and conquer.
所以为什么我们能够分裂它，这个占领它
？25 million to build a school.
2500万建立这个学校。
If you look at it, it's 25 million. It's like a monster.
你看到2500万，看起来好像大妖怪这样大。
It's like a mountain that cannot be shaken.
就是个高山不能够摇动。
But if you divide it in bite sizes.
但是你分割它，把它分成小小片。
What is difficult become easy.
那个困难的现在变成容易了。
That's why you got to set financial goals.
所以你必须设下财务目标。
What is your short-term objective?
你的短期目标是什么
？What is your long-term objective?
你的长期目标是什么？
All the money that you can have.
你所拥有的金钱。
In this particular vocation.
在这个工作岗位。
What extra money can I have?
我能够拥有另外额外的金钱吗
？Passive income.
或者是呢，那个自动的收入。
Not just one stream.
不是只是一个收入罢了。
But multiple stream.
但是呢，不同管道的收入。
It's important to think.
所以很重要，我们这样思考。
Because the government is not going to help you.
因为政府不会帮助你。
Even if they help you.
就算他们帮助你。
They help you during election.
也是在选举时候才帮助你。
That's no help at all.
啊，根本不是帮助啊。
You have to take your own responsibility.
你必须自己负起这个责任。
And start planning for your own life.
开始为你的生命的计划。
It's not just about what your parents give you.
不是你还父母可以给你什么。
It's you got to manage your resources.
乃是你必须为你的资源来立下这个。
Because money is an important issue of our life.
因为金钱呢是在我们生命中很重要的课题。
We got to train our children from young.
我们要很小的时候训练我们的孩子。
Ah, they don't need money.
啊，他们现在不需要钱啊。
They don't need money.
他们不需要钱。
But they must learn to have ability to manage what they have.
他们必须有这个能力能够管理他们所拥有的。
We give our children allowance.
我们给我们孩子呢一些零用钱。
As they get older, we give them allowance.
他们比较年长，给他们零用钱。
Because we wanted to make sure.
因为我们要确定、确保。
That they can manage their money well.
他们可以好好的管理他们的金钱。
Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗
？So don't keep them poor.
不要使让他们贫穷哦。
Anything they want, they have to ask you.
他们要什么，他们就要问你。
But if they manage things well, then they can buy for themselves.
他们可以如果好好管理他们的金钱，他们可以自己买自己需要的东西。
The essentials you provide for your children.
你很重要，我们要供应我们的孩子。
But whatever luxury they want, they can pay for it themselves.
但是他们要的奢侈产品，他们自己可以还钱。
And that's going to be important.
这个是很重要。
Number six.
第六点。
Settle all debts quickly.
很快的还清你的债务。
Because financial greed has forced people.
因为呢，这对于金钱的贪婪呢，已经强逼的人。
Financial greed has destroyed many people's lives.
因为呢，这个金钱的那个贪婪已经摧毁了很多人的生命。
It entices us.
它呢就是引诱我们。
It entangles us.
或者是捆绑我们。
It strangles us. Strangle, 去给。
它是给我们。
Not only tempt us.
不单单它引诱我们。
And get us into trouble.
使我们有这个问题。
So that we buy when we really don't need, don't have.
我们没有钱的时候，我们买我们所不需要的东西。
And use credit card, swipe everything on credit card.
用信用卡去算了那个信用卡。
Just buy what we cannot afford.
要买那些我们不需要的。
Sometimes the devil forces us to pay more than the original price.
有时候魔鬼呢强逼我们买更多的。
Because it's limited edition.
因为呢，他们很限量版。
And then greed will strangle us.
然后呢，啊，这个贪婪会给我们。
We're willing to pay at a longer period.
所以我们就要还啊很长的时间去还清这些债务。
Always remember the lender is the master to the borrower.
债主呢就是那个啊欠债人的主人啊。
The borrower is a slave to the lender.
这个欠债人呢是这个债主的奴仆。
Make sure you keep your debt level low enough so that you can spend.
确保你的债务呢是很低的。
You can spend on things that are essential.
你可以呢花费重要的东西。
But debt is a very dangerous thing.
但是债务是很危险的。
You know, if you owe people money,
如果你欠人家钱
think of the way how you're going to pay back.
你要想人家还回给他。
Don't let them ask you.
不要让他们问你。
Especially if it's in the church.
尤其是在教会里面。
If you borrow money from one another,
如果彼此要去有借钱的话
be honorable.
你要有这个尊荣。
Don't have to wait for them to come and ask you.
不要等到他们来问你。
You know you owe them.
你知道你欠他们。
They've been gracious to give it to you at that time.
他们很有恩典的那时候借给你。
But learn how to return.
但是学习呢，怎样去偿还？
Because this is a thing that's very offensive.
因为这些东西呢，都是能够呢，很负面的。
People borrow money and still live luxurious life.
人们借钱呢，还过着奢侈的生命生活。
The person who lend the money.
那个借他钱的人。
Has lost confidence.
他就失去对他的自信。
They don't even want to help another genuine case.
他就他另外一个人家需要帮助，他们也不要帮助他们。
Because they see you changing phone every month.
因为他们看见你的每个月都换手机。
Suddenly driving a new car.
忽然间驾新车。
Hey, what about my money, man?
Hey, 我的钱怎么办？
You borrow the money.
我借钱啊。
You owe me the money.
你欠我钱啊。
And then they introduce, see my new car.
然后他们介绍你说，哎，看我的新车。
The person who lend the money.
那个借他钱的人。
Has lost faith in anybody else.
啊，对别人呢也失去了信心了。
If a genuine case come to borrow money, say no, I won't lend to anybody.
如果有一个很真正、很真实的情况呢，要借钱的话，他们会说：“哦，我现在再也不借钱给任何人了。”
People don't need to ask you.
人们不需要问你。
You know how to count.
你懂得怎样算。
When you receive the money, you know how to count.
当你领受了钱的时候，你懂得怎样算。
When you return the money, you must also learn how to count.
当你还下钱的时候，懂得怎样算。
And this is one of the things that will destroy your testimony.
这个其中一个事情可以摧毁你的见证的。
Because you don't settle your debts quickly.
因为你没有快快还清你的债务。
You're going to have a lot of problems.
你就有很多的问题。
Even if you change.
就算你改变了。
People still think you are the same.
人们还是以为你是一样的。
People are not that forgiving.
人们不是很快饶恕的。
At least in the church.
至少呢，在教会里面。
That's where we should practice forgiveness.
我们应该呢，操练这个饶恕。
And forgetfulness.
还有呢，忘记。
It's two different things.
饶恕跟忘记是两回事。
Don't wait until the bank send you a notice before you pay.
不要等到银行呢啊给你这个信的时候，你才要去还钱。
Bank don't need your money.
银行也不需要你的钱。
It's true.
对的，真实。
But you need your testimony.
但是你需要你的见证。
Because a good name is better than anything else.
一个好的名字给胜过其他一切。
Any debt that has very high maintenance, cut it off.
一个任何债务呢有很高利息的，马上给它清除掉它。
If you have to pay very high interest on that loan, make sure you pay that loan first.
如果你需要还很高的利息给那个债务的，马上确保你还掉它。
The Bible says there's one powerful way.
圣经很告诉我们。
If you go to war,
如果你去征战，
you must consider whether your 15,000 can take on that 25,000.
你要确定了你的50,000的那个军队呢，是不是可以占领那个25,000？
You got to sit down and negotiate.
你必须坐下来呢，来谈妥协谈判。
After you go to war, there's no negotiation.
如果呢还没有打仗的时候，你要坐下来好好的谈。去打仗的时候根本不能够谈了。
There's humility to talk. Sit down and talk.
所以要坐下来好好的谈。
It's true, I owe you this amount of money.
是真的，我欠你这笔钱。
But this is killing me.
但是这个东西呢
？2 months from now, I'll start paying.
两个月后呢，开始还清还。
They loan it to you because of favor.
他们呢，因为你的恩宠呢，借给你。
And if you're honest, they will also respond to you.
如果你是这个诚实的，他们也对你这个好的回应。
I can tell you about this borrowing stuff.
我会告诉你们关于这个借钱的。
Because I come from a very poor family.
因为本身从一个很贫穷的家庭出身。
It's one of the things that takes away your pride.
其中一个事情呢，就是把你的这个傲气拿掉了。
You're not humble, you're humiliated.
如果你不是谦虚的话呢，你就不会受到。
And that is a curse that I decided to break in my life, in my family, my children will have no more of this.
这是其中一个咒诅，我要把破除的，就是我孩子的家庭将不会有这个咒诅。
You cannot always live on borrowed money.
你不能够继续的活着，借着债务，
You got to return it back.
你必须还钱。
But never borrow from a loan shark.
但是从来不要跟大龙借钱。
A shark is a shark.
大龙呢就好像个鲨鱼一样。
It attacks you when you start to bleed.
当你呢受伤的时候，就开始攻击你。
That's why it's important for us to make sure that we do the righteous thing.
是很重要，确保我们做公益的事情。
If you're going to buy things that are perishable,
如果你要买那些呢，
things that will go down in value,
腐败的产品啊，那些很快贬值的产品啊
they are not appreciative items.
他们不是能够增值的产品。
Like car,
比如说汽车
get as much as resources as you have as down payment so that you borrow less.
你要花很多钱还定期，直到你不需要借很多。
If it's a house.
如果是间屋子
you buy a house, normally you will get up, the price will appreciate.
屋子通常会增值啊，产业。
So that's good.
是很好的。
But other aspects, when you have to borrow.
但是如果其他方面你需要借钱的话
，borrow to make profit.
你要借钱时候你可以赚钱。
If you borrow to get less and less, then you're borrowing wrong.
如果借钱的话，你是要更少的话，你是不错的。
Are you listening?
听到吗
It's one of the curse of the world system.
其中一个世界的这个咒诅就是这样，是给制度克制。
Vulnerable to the system.
知道你可以对这个制度脆弱。
All this credit card, household debts.
一切的这个家庭的债务啊，这些卡债等等。
You'd be surprised.
你很惊讶。
Not every car people are driving, they paid it off.
不是每个人的驾的车呢，他们就还清他的车债了。
That's why when the financial crisis comes, a lot of second-hand dealers rise everywhere.
所以在财务危机发生的时候，很多人的二手车呢就没有生意了。
Why?
为什么
？Because there are hundreds of cars that is repossessed.
因为上百的车呢被银行拉回去了。
Make sure you settle all your debts quickly.
确保呢你要很快的还清你的债务。
Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗
？We should know what to do.
你需要该做什么
？When we borrow properly.
如果你好好的去。
He can give us space to create wealth.
他是赐给我们空间的来创造财务。
I go to the bank to borrow.
我需要银行的借钱。
So that I can have breathing space.
这我可以的这个空余的空间。
Then we ask them.
然后问他们。
When is the lock-in period?
需要呢几久的时间
？Three years.
三年不可以。
So what I do?
偿还我所做的。
Raise resources, pay it up quickly.
啊，这个筹集这个资源呢，快快还回给他们。
And leave the 3 years.
然后呢，在三年过后，马上还清他。
So I beat the system.
所以我打赢了这个他们的这个制度。
Instead of the property becoming more and more expensive.
然后呢，这产业呢不是更加昂贵
？Because of the bank loan.
因为呢，这个银行贷款。
Now I've raised up enough resources to pull myself out from the system.
是要新筹集另外一笔钱的时候，把自己从这个制度里面出来。
Because by the time you pay the loan, the house costs at least a half times more.
当你偿还这些贷款之后，这物质呢，至少它的价值呢。就双倍了。
But if you know how to handle facilities like this,
但是你懂得怎样的用这些银行的
you can settle your debt quickly.
我们就可以很快偿还这些债务。
Finally,
最终最后一点
I'm giving this point with great caution.
第七点呢，我很小心的给你们
Search for investment opportunities.
要寻找呢投资的潜能机会。
No savings, no investment.
如果没有储蓄，就没有投资。
Search for investment opportunities.
寻找投资的机会。
You got to be very careful.
你要很小心。
Because everybody is promising you the sky.
因为每个人都答应你很多东西。
12%.
12%.
15%.
15%.
It won't last very long.
它不会很久了。
The world system is like this.
世界制度就是这样。
They won't let one system earn all the money.
它不会让一个制度呢赚所有的钱。
If you do currency trading, there are people in currency trading that are not part of your team. They are already there before you came.
那些做货币交易，如果你他们别人已经开始做了。
In fact, I dare tell you that they have been there before you were born.
啊，他们你还没有出生，他们就已经在那里了。
And these people are there. They know what it is.
他们知道是怎样的。
So whatever you do,
所以不论你做什么
，you search for investment opportunities.
你在寻找呢投资的机会。
And how to guard yourself?
怎样保护你自己
？Make sure it's capital guaranteed.
确保了你的资本呢可以。
So that even if you don't get the interest, you can get back the capital.
至少呢，得不到那个利息，得回你的投啊资本。
That's the one with the lowest risk.
这是最低风险的。
Some people have appetite for great risk.
有些人要有很高风险的。
Let them use their money, not yours.
让他们使用你的钱，不是你。
If an investor wants to come and tell you this high risk,
如果呢投资家告诉你呢，这是很高风险。
If you hear the word high risk,
如果听到高风险
，you should run.
你应该跑掉了
，because it simply means it can endanger everything that you're doing.
这意思是说，你一切所做的是要带来危险。
A lot of people are willing to take high risk on your money.
很多人呢，要利用你的钱呢，去投资高风险的项目。
But they don't take high risk on their money.
但是他们不是用他自己的钱投资高风险。
That's why I ask the guys.
所以问那个人。
When they come from the insurance, whether they come from the bank, I said, "How much money have you put in there?"
他问他们从保险公司或银行来讲，问他们。你自己本身投资多少钱
？Where are you putting your money？
你投资钱在哪里
？Because they know the inside story。
因为他们知道内幕消息。
Are you listening？
听到吗
？Investment opportunities。
投资的机会。
You have to find。
你必须去寻找。
You have to find the right place。
寻找对的地方。
Find out the risk you're going to take。
知道了你的风险到哪里。
And ask yourself, do you want to take that risk？
问你自己，你要承担这个风险吗
？You spend a whole year。
你花一整年的时间。
And you gain about another 150 ringgits。
你只赚额外的150块。
Is there somewhere else you can do?
还有别的东西你可以做吗
？Maybe if you sell Ramly Burger at night, you probably make more than 150.
可能呢，你晚上去卖那个 Ramly 汉堡包啊，你可以赚更多。
More also has pork burger.
麻婆也是有猪肉汉堡包。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
So be very wise.
所以要很智慧。
Because resources are hard to get in the days to come.
因为在未来呢，资源很难得。
Banks are frightened to loan.
啊，银行呢？银行收紧的贷款。
Sometimes they're afraid because there's too much risk involved.
他们很害怕，因为很高的风险。
But you got to pray.
但是你必须祷告。
That God show you the right thing.
神呢启示你对的事情。
When you receive these notes, they will be posted on the Facebook.
这个笔记呢，它会放在呢面子书上面。
Go back and study.
回去呢要去读它。
Because it took me some time to put these things together.
花了我很长的时间。
So that our church will be set free.
只要我们教会可以得释放。
Because you can prove that God is true.
你可以证明神是真实的。
You can prove that God is real.
可以证明神是对的。
Say after me, serve and honor God.
跟我一起说，侍奉尊荣神。
Serve and honor God.
侍奉还有尊荣神。
With our tithe.
借着我们的十分力。
Number two, sow the seeds.
第二点呢，撒种。
For our harvest cycle to begin.
为了我们的丰收的循环开始。
Number three.
第三点。
Spend wisely what we have.
好好的消费我们所拥有的。
Number four.
第四点。
Save as much as possible.
尽可能的储蓄更多。
Number five.
第五点。
Set financial goals.
立下财务的目标。
It's very, very important. You got to set financial goals.
要设下财务目标。
Because you don't have that focus.
如果你没有这个专注。
Then you cannot perform.
你就不能够表现。
Number six.
第六点。
Settle all debts quickly.
快快的还清一切债务。
Because this will weigh on your soul.
因为这些东西都对我们带来负担。
And the one who lends you the money cannot really rejoice at your success.
那个借你钱的人呢？因为你的成功，他们不能够得到喜乐。
Especially if they see you buying luxurious things without paying them.
尤其是他们看你买那奢侈商品，没有还他们的债务给他们。
This is very hurtful.
这是很受伤的。
You have to make sure that you settle all debts quickly.
你要确保呢，你很快快的还清这些债务。
Number seven.
第七点。
Search for investment opportunities.
寻找投资的机会。
As long as capital guaranteed.
最好的有回酬，资本回酬。
You have taken enough risk.
资本有保障。
Because if anything happens,
任何事情发生，
you can get your money back.
至少能拿回你的资本。
If you lose the interest, it's okay.
失去的利息不要紧。
But at least what you invested is coming out.
至少你所投资下去的资本呢，你可以拿回来。
That's the bare minimum.
这是最低限度。
If you're afraid to invest, then you just keep your money in the bank.
你害怕投资，把你的钱放在银行最好。
They invest, they use your money.
他们用你的钱。
And give you peanuts for it.
然后给你一点点的利息。
Take back your money.
拿回你的钱。
I said take back your money.
我说夺回我们的钱。
From being under oppression.
没有不要受到辖制。
Start managing it.
开始管理你的金钱。
I said start managing it.
开始管理。
Start multiplying it.
开始倍增。
Start becoming a master over your own finance.
开始成为你的财务的主人。
Because every one of us start at different amounts.
每个人从不同的金额开始。
Some have 50,
有些有
50, some have 100,
所以有些100,
but everyone has to follow the same process.
每个人都跟随同样的过程。
If somebody has become rich,
有人成为富有
the right way,
对的方式
you can only become rich that way.
我们也只能借着这个同样的方式成为富有。
So the process is very important.
所以它过程很重要。
If you want to become rich too quickly, too fast, it's too good to be true.
也是很快的风险。
And most things when it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
如果那个东西呢太快成为富裕是太好成不真了。
Simply means it's false.
就是说它是不是真的。
They must not pump you up for false hope.
你不要有这个错误的盼望。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
I want to pray this morning.
今天早上我要祷告。
Whatever stage you're in.
不论你在哪个阶段。
You become free in your mind first.
你首先你的思想里面要得释放。
Because as a man thinker, so you'll become.
因为那个人怎样想就成为怎样的人。
If you learn financial intelligence,
如果你学习了这个财务的智慧
at a young age,
在很小的时刻
it'll prepare you for you to engage with the world.
它会准备好你自己呢跟这个世界来联系。
There are right things to do with money, there are wrong things to do with money.
对金钱呢有对的方式也有错误的方式。
The world is filled with deception.
这个世界呢充满了撒谎谎言。
And if you're going to use money to interface with the world, you have to be sharp.
如果你使用你的金钱呢跟这个世界联系的话你要很敏锐。
All the trouble I had financially is because I violated rules.
一切呢，我的财务方面出现问题，因为呢，我呢，啊，这个犯了规了。
All the financial problems we have is because we violated rules.
一切财务的问题我们所拥有的，因为我们犯规了。
Never mind 啊。
不要紧啊。
Brother.
弟兄啊。
He's a Christian, no.
他是个基督徒，你知道吗
？Filled with the Holy Ghost，
圣灵充满的。
All the other ghosts that he has inside is what's killing you。
其他的灵在他里面的东西呢，可能会杀掉你。
Even the bank when they loan money，
就算银行让他借钱的时候
，they're not easy on you。
他们也对你不这样简单的。
They ask you to sign 20 documents。
他们叫你签20面的那个文件。
Husband got to sign, wife got to sign。
为什么必须签
？Then you got to put a chop on it。
然后你把它chop上去。
But when we deal with one another, we don't have any rules。
但是我们彼此的时候，我们却没有任何规则。
That's why the devil take advantage。
所以魔鬼就占我们便宜。
Be very careful。
所以要很小心。
Money,
金钱
the love for money。
爱金钱
is the root of all evil，
乃是呢一切的万恶之源。
The spirit of greed，
贪婪之灵。
The spirit of covetousness，
或者是贪心的灵。
And the power of poverty on our lives，
或者是贫穷的灵在我们的生命。
Can destroy us，
会毁掉我们。
One of the first things they broke through，
其中一个第一个事情他们破除的。
In the early church，
在早期的教会。
Was sell the properties，
就是呢卖掉他们的财产。
And make sure that nobody has need。
确保了每一个人的需要都得到满足。
That's why we got to make sure that we have members who are really members。
所以我们要确保我们的会友真的是会友。
Because there's a day that is coming where financial crisis will hit the world。
因为是最后将来呢，这个金融危机呢，就要临到这个世界。
But you and I won't be spared。
但是你跟我呢，也是一样会面临。
If I prophesy there's not going to be rain for 3.5 years, I will also suffer。
如果我发预言说呢，这3年半不会下雨，我本身呢也会受苦啊。
But God will provide a way。
但是神呢会供应我们。
Financial crisis is coming。
金融危机要来到。
It is sure to come。
肯定的会来到。
Nobody can escape that。
没有人可以逃跑。
That's why as church members。
所以作为会友。
Sons and daughters。
神的儿女。
We got to find a way of helping one another。
我们要寻找方法将彼此帮助。
But when you help one another, the other party must be honorable。
如果帮助别人，因为受帮助人也必须有这个尊荣。
It cannot be one-sided。
也不能够从一方面而来的。
We just don't want to give and give and give and give。
我们不要不断给。
No accountability。
然后他们却不用负起什么任何责任。
The church will have to address this。
所以教会必须呢来面对这个课题。
Because famine is going to come。
因为呢饥荒将来到。
The church in Antioch raised up money for the church in Jerusalem。
安提亚教会的筹款呢给耶路撒冷的教会。
So that we start to share。
所以我们现在可以开始来分享。
The nations of the world。
世界各国。
Send their money。
送他们的钱来这里。
For us to build what we build。
来建造我们所建造的在这里。
They send us the money。
他们给我们钱。
Because they want to share their portion。
因为他们要分享他们的部分。
So that those who have and those who don't have。
是那些拥有的，那些没有拥有的。
There's an equalization。
现在他们有个平等的地位。
So that those who have more give to those who have less。
那些拥有更多给那些拥有少的。
That's how we're going to protect one another。
这就是我们要讲保护彼此。
I cannot build a school on my own。
我不能够一个人建立这个教学校。
We couldn't have built this place on our own。
我不能够一个人建立这个教会。
Why？
为什么
？Because God uses people to connect。
因为神使用人呢来彼此联系。
So that we not only share lives, but share resources.
不单单分享生命，也分享我们的资源。
And when we do that,
当我们这样做，
we can do bigger things than what we can do alone.
我们可以做一个更大的事情，胜过单独可以做。
I would have no courage to do what I'm doing today.
我不能够有勇气做今天所做的。
If I didn't have sons and daughters who share what they have.
如果我没有那些世界各地的属灵儿女分享他们的资源，
I share what I have.
我分享我所拥有的。
And give it to them and bless them.
给了他们，祝福了他们。
They share what they have。
他们分享他们所拥有的。
And we're sitting in a comfortable church。
然后我们坐在一个很舒适的教会里面。
Because of their kindness。
因为他们的那个恩慈。
That needs to happen in the days to come。
那在未来日子也必须发生。
So that we pull our resources together。
所以我们把一切资源呢聚在一起。
And make things happen。
直到事情发生。
Amen。
Amen。
You believe that？
你相信吗
？I want to pray that God will help you break the spirit of Mammon。
我祷告神呢，帮助你破除了这马门的灵。
And you start to readjust your life。
你要开始调整你的生命。
Vertically, kingdom first。
首先呢，在往上的国度。
Kingdom principles first。
国度的那个原则。
Then all other things will fall in line。
然后一切东西都要成就。
Stand to your feet, let me pray for you this mass prayer。
今天早上站立起来，我
们。That your life will never be the same again。
你的生命将再也不一样。
I want you to receive。
我要你领受。
Receive faith in your heart。
领受信心在你心中。
It is possible。
是可能的。
God's resources can be released to you。
神的资源可以释放给你。
They are hoarding it。
他们呢在那里。
They are accumulating it。
别人在收集。
They are gathering and collecting。
别人在收藏着。
To give to the one who is good in God's sight。
要赐给那些蒙神喜悦的人。
The transfer of wealth is going to take place。
财富的转移就要开始。
So that all that we need will be supplied, we'll have more than enough.
我们所需要的那些东西就要得到满足，我们要更有更多。
Right now for all ANS members.
所以，为外国圣殿会友来祷告。
Those who are in this building and those who are at home.
那些在这个城市、这个教会里面的。
And those that are in school.
那些在学校的、那些家里的。
Those that are working.
那些在工作的。
Everyone part of our lives.
每个我们生命的一部分的。
I pray for a supernatural hand of God.
我祷告神超自然的恩手。
To come strong upon them.
大大的临到他们。
Destroy.
摧毁。
Break.Them free,
破除使他们得自由。
From the spirit of Mammon,
从马门的灵当中。
The spirit of this world,
或者是世界的灵。
The spirit that controls the profit making in this world,
那个控制世界市场的灵。
That controls trade,
控制的世界市场的。
Controls the free market,
控制的自由市场的。
And controls the political arenas,
还有控制的政治界的。
And the philosophies of this world,
还有世界哲学。
Father, I pray that our people will be free right now.
替我祷告，我们的子民将得自由。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名。
That they do not become mesmerized by the deceitfulness of riches.
他们不会被这世界的财富所蒙骗。
They will not be forced to think that grass is greener on the other side.
他们不会以为呢，那别的那地方更好。
Father, I thank you right now.
天父，我祷告这时候。
We lift our hands to you.
我们向你举起我们的手。
We sworn that we will only serve you.
我们向你承诺说，我们只单单的侍奉你。
They will take nothing except what we have eaten.
我们的不拿一切任何世界的东西。
We will not take anything from the system of this world.
我们不拿这世界制度的东西。
But we receive it from you.
我们乃是从你那边领受。
You are God Most High.
你是最高者的神。
Possessor of heaven and earth.
拥有天上万物的。
Thank you, Lord. Through you, we become blessed.
借着你们得祝福。
Through you, we have an abundance.
借着你们有丰盛。
You are more than enough.
你是超过一切的。
You're the all-sufficient one.
你是全能的。
We thank you right now.
我们感谢你。
We ask of you to cleanse us right now.
我们请求你呢，洁净我们。
For all the wrong things we did with our money.
从各种的错误的东西，我们所做的对金钱。
We are supposed to be stewards of those resources.
我们应该呢，该管做一个好管家。
We now.
现在这时候
release all our resources into your hands.
释放我一切资源在你的手中。
The ones that we have now.
我们所拥有的现在这时候。
The ones we will have tomorrow.
明天我们所拥有的。
And in the days to come.
在未来日子。
They all belong to you.
这些都是属于你的。
But we will serve you.
我们要来侍奉你。
We will labor with you.
我们要跟你一起的努力。
So that all that you've given to us will be multiplied.
让你所赐给我们就要倍增。
And return back to your kingdom.
然后呢，给回你的国度。
So that those who live in your kingdom will be supernaturally blessed.
那些住在你国度的叫超自然的祝福。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的圣名
I pray right now.
我祷告这时候
The spirit of fear to be broken.
这个惧怕灵将被破除
The spirit of anxiety and worries to be broken.
担忧的灵将被破除
The deception of the riches of this world will not touch our lives.
世界财富的蒙骗呢，不会触摸到我们的生命
Take us out, Lord.
把我们
So that we come free from the situation.
使我们从各种环境中得自由
We come free from the spirit of this world.
从这世界灵当中得自由
We ask of you to show us the way.
你启示道路给我们
The right way.
对的道路
so that we can multiply our resources,
使我们可以倍增我们的资源
so that all that you desire to do within us,
使你要在我们心中所动的工
for the years to come in the years of plenty,
在未来的日子在这丰收年的日子
we will reap the resources,
我们要收割这些丰收
in the 5 years of lack,
在五年的那个缺乏的年
in the 5 years of the lean cow,
或者是呢这个瘦牛的年
and the 4 years,
还有四年
of the bleeding cow,
还有流血牛的年
and the 3.5 years,
还有三年半
of the dead cow,
这个死牛的年
Lord, you'll set us free.
That
we will understand the financial cycles. And stay honorably with you. We thank you.
We'll
seek first your kingdom.
And
your righteousness. And all these things will be added. We thank you. We have a task from heaven. We have an assignment from heaven. We have a mandate from heaven. To go and multiply what you've given to us.
So that
everyone who have need will have no more need.
That
we'll have access to financial wealth. I pray right now for doors to be opened.
机会的门要打开
contracts to be open
合约要打开
jobs to be open
工作要打开
location to be open
工作的门要打开
to all those who have been strategically positioned
那些呢有策略性身份在岗位的
they will come into the resources
他们要进入你的资源
they will come into kingdom wealth
他们要进入你的国度的财富
then finance, they will finance the kingdom
然后他们要资助你的
we thank you,
国度我们感谢你
you're going to raise a few millionaires
要兴起了一些百万富翁
a few billionaires
要兴起一些亿万富翁
those who will serve you with honor
那些呢要尊荣你的侍奉你的
those who do the right thing
那些做对的事情的
because they're practicing the right thing
因为他们要操练对的事情
Lord, thank you for resources flowing
感谢主的资源的领导
all our needs will be met
我们一切需要得到满足
according to your riches in glory
借着你的丰盛的荣耀
we thank you
我们感谢你
Lord, let there be no more struggle
将不再有挣扎
Let you receive peace.
让我们领受平安。
Faith in your heart.
心中有信心。
Confidence in your soul.
有这个自信在我
中。That my Father knows all my needs.
我的天父知道我一切需要。
Even before I ask him.
就算我还没有开口问他。
So I'll pray then in this way.
我祷告的是。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
让万民称呼你的名为圣。你的国度降临。
Thy will be done on earth.
也旨意行在地上。
As it is in heaven.
正如行在天上一样。
Give us this day our daily bread.
给我们今天的饮食。
And Lord, we can pray the kingdom prayer.
我们祷告这国度的祷告。
So that everything that we need.
我们所一切的需要。
Will be given to us.
要赐给我们。
And overflowing.
然后满溢出来。
We thank you
我们感谢你
for the breakthroughs,
这个因为这个突破
the financial breakthroughs,
财务的突破
Lord, breakthroughs in signs and wonders,
主啊这神迹奇事的突破
healings,
还有
and healings,
还有人医治的突破
We thank you,
我们感谢你
that you've always been good to us,
你对我们是这样的美好
your loving kindness are new every morning,
你的恩慈呢每一天都是美善的
and because you live,
因为你活着
we can face tomorrow.
我们能够面对明天
Thank you for the hope that's in our hearts.
感谢主今天这个盼望
We rejoice.
我们要喜乐
Because we are not overtaken by the enemy.
我们不是被仇敌所追赶
We rejoice because you have given us wisdom, knowledge, and joy.
我们喜乐因为你给我们智慧
To set our lives aright.
喜乐使我们思想是正确的
So that we will be in for the making of a new millionaire.
使我们可以成立的兴起不断的
Those who serve you in kingdom finances.
那些能够侍奉你的支持你的财务的我们感谢你
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名
Amen.
Amen.